This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
Rise and grind, ladies and gentlemen. It's about to get bumpy. Time to attack and dominate. This is Morning Juice with Brandon Beam and Bobby Carpenter.
And here we go on a Tuesday, attacking and dominating our way to 9 a.m. every single weekday morning right here on The Fan. Brandon Beam, the General, Bobby Carpenter, and of course our fearless leader and producer, Mark the Shark General. We've navigated our way. Do a stormy little Tuesday. What's going on, man? Good to talk to you.
Oh, great to talk to you, Beam. I mean, my goodness, it was storming pretty hard last night. Woke me up a couple times. Yep. I mean, I guess I was hoping for a snow day from work. I don't know how that operates. Shark, do we have generators here if the power goes out? Like what?
I think we do, and I think we have an engineer that comes in later on in the morning.
Perfect.
And so we'd be on by 8:30 is what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's perfect. It sounds great. But yeah, woke up a couple times. From that, this April showers, they bring May flowers.
They do bring May flowers, which is ultimately a good thing. I don't know if I need the wind and the thunder crashing.
What do May flowers bring?
I always said April showers bring May floods.
May floods. I love it. So positive. So positive right there, Shark. So excited. Yeah, they bring the May flowers. Beam mentioned May flowers bring pilgrims. So hopefully we'll have some of those soon because, yeah, the rain, but the wind, I mean, it was it was a howling last night, man. It was test maybe the structure and integrity of your home. Good news, it's going to be even rougher tonight.
So. Yeah, so we got that going for us, which is nice. Super pumped about that.
That's a big hitter, the llama.
Big hitter, the llama. Hit it down a 10,000-foot crevasse. He said, on your deathbed, you'll receive eternal consciousness. Gunga Galunga. How was your Tuesday or Monday, all right?
It was good. Yeah, it was a solid day at class and got that rolling. It's a long day. Started out here, class. I got a little workout in, did a little podcast with Ward and Berm.
Nice.
Saw like where I basically became pseudo official about the running back hiring for Ohio State.
Yep. Big email went out last night, came official, all kinds of good stuff.
Then my second class, went home, did a little work, and then hopped in the car and drove all the way up to Dublin Eversole to watch a lacrosse game. It was cool. Got to sit there the first half with AJ as our daughters were playing against each other.
Nice.
And then he pulled her out because he went down to watch Uncle Jack play the Avs against the Jackets. And I said, I don't know why they're going. I mean, our guy Bobby McElligott basically said that it was in the bag for the Avs, but not so fast, my friend.
That's
au contraire.
Right. Au contraire. The Jackets win back-to-back games. How about that? So they got that going for them, which is nice.
Yeah. So first time, I think fourth time this year, if I'm right off of Eric Reeser update, I believe I heard. And so they were able to get that done and put that in the bag.
Absolutely, man. I had a pretty good day yesterday. Came home from work. Meredith had the day off of work yesterday, so she's back to work today after spring break. We actually went to the zoo yesterday. It was pretty good. So we got like the season pass. So yesterday was our first time kind of cashing in.
You got to go in the winter. You got to go when it's cold out too.
Oh, it was pretty nice yesterday because I mean, it was a little bit chilly. It was dry and it wasn't crowded at all. So we got to like stand in front of the polar bears for about a half hour and the polar bear was in the water doing laps, like popping right up in front of William. He didn't really know what was going on. He was more interested in the kids around him, but I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we did that in the afternoon yesterday, got home. He crushed a nap, which was nice. And then later in the evening after we had dinner, I was able to mow the grass. So it was something that I didn't accomplish because of past Brandon screwing future Brandon, sitting on his keister watching basketball. So current Brandon yesterday was able to get that done, which I felt pretty good about.
Nice.
Knowing that it's going to be super wet here for the next few days.
Oh, it's that grass. I was looking at it. It's just staring back at me. We cut ours Saturday, and I feel like it's probably going to need to be cut by Wednesday. I just don't feel like there's going to be any opportunities till maybe this weekend. So it's going to be a bumpy situation.
We got an awesome show lined up for you here this morning.
Huge show.
Buckeyes have their new running backs coach. We'll get into that coming up here in our next segment, 6:35, one half hour away from right now. Anthony Schlegel will join the program. We talked to him last night. He left me speechless for the first time that I've ever talked to him.
It's remarkable.
It was maybe the best talk that we have ever had. And by best, I mean made no sense, but it was awesome. So you're going to hear that coming up here around 6:35, a little bit later on this morning. Huge 7 o'clock hour. Jean-Luc Grandpierre, Jackets analyst. He's going to join the program. We'll talk some Jackets with him at 7:20. A big news, 90 minutes away from now, 7:35. Ryan Day, he's going to join the program. We'll talk all things Buckeye spring ball with the head coach, all kinds of good stuff. And then Uncle Bo, he's going to recap his travel issues coming up here around 8:35 with us. So much to get into here on this Tuesday edition of the program. Such little time to do it. And before we get into anything else, it is Tuesday, the second day of April 2024. Time for Today in History.
Time to get smarter. Morning Juice presents Today in History. Here's your professor, Bobby Carpenter.
Sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call Dr. Mark Levy at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP.
All right, Bob. Big Tuesday, buddy. We made our way past April Fool's Day. What do you got lined up for us today, bud?
We got a ton of stuff lined up for you here, being pretty excited about everything we got going on here. It is Tuesday, April 2nd, the 93rd day of the year, 273 days remaining in this 2024. This day, 1513, the Spanish explorer Ponce de León lands in a state that we now call Florida and lands in, where is St. Augustine? Do you know what he was looking for down there,
Bean? The Fountain of Youth.
Okay, there you go. Good. I mean, Shark. I thought Beam was going to strike out on that, to tell you the truth.
No, Beamer's a smart, smart man, I'll tell you. Now, he doesn't know about his president but...
Well, that's what I was worried about. Like, that seems like something that...
Useless knowledge and what Ponce de León was looking for, I got that in the bag.
Yeah, okay. I feel like you're wise beyond your years.
I don't know about that. Meredith would definitely not say that.
There you go. So this date, 1792, the Coinage Act is passed, establishing the first U.S. Mint. My uncle was in town for Easter, and he gives us all, well, not all, he would give me, and then now he is my son's sponsor for his baptism. So he's been giving us the, like, uncirculated coins silver packs. Now, it's starting to get pretty expensive, but he's been doing it since 1983, so I have quite a little collection there with all the stuff coming from the U.S. mints around the country.
My dad got William that for his birth year, so last year it was something that he accomplished, so that was pretty neat.
Oh, it's great. Tell him, say, hey, Dad, you can step up and get them every year and make a nice little collection.
I should say that to him.
Got a whole bag of them, man.
Charge it to winning.
Absolutely. This third 1800, Beethoven leads the premiere of his first symphony in Vienna. 1877, the first Easter egg roll happens on the White House lawn, so a tradition that's been going on for nearly 150 years at this point.
It's a good before and after on Jeopardy. Easter egg roll.
Absolutely. First motion picture theater opens in Los Angeles on this date, 1902. I believe it's called the Electric Theater Beam. 1912, the RMS Titanic. Mm. Famous from the movie.
Yep.
Begins its first sea trials, where they take it out. You know, it's like a test drive. Take that bad boy for a spin, see what it's got going, and if there's any issues. I guess apparently during the sea trials, they were able to avoid icebergs.
Yeah, and the issue, I don't necessarily know if it was the ship. It was the big iceberg that you weren't able to navigate around.
You know, it was a ship that was too big with a rudder that was too small.
Is it Seabiscuit?
Absolutely. This date, 1917, President Wilson asked U.S. Congress for... to declare war on Germany, thus beginning the entry into World War I. He was asked, and it was granted. This date, 1967, Steve Winwood leaves the Spencer Davis Group to form Traffic. Steve Winwood, one of my all-time favorites, Beam.
I believe a couple of years ago you said Steve Winwood, one of my favorite Americans of all time. Well, Steve Winwood, British.
Is he British?
Yeah.
That's absolutely tremendous. Even better. Even better. Fleetwood Mac, the album Runner hits number one.
Rumors.
Rudders, rumors.
Two M's look like one M. Sits there. Rumors hits there. Number one. Stays for 31 weeks, Beam.
That's pretty good.
Over half the year. So well done.
It'll just carry your vibe.
I feel like this is a very
Tuesday.
Appropriate song for today. I mean, given the weather we're listening to outside. Yeah. This is 1977. On this date, 1978, Dallas premieres on CBS.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Here, we can go back to Thunder.
No, let me pause Dreams and...
I mean, this is so great.
This is so classic.
I said there's two theme songs that I know, like, that are iconic in my mind. Dallas and MASH. Yeah. Like, those two, I hear them, I know exactly what's coming.
They're written by the same guy.
It might be. So much, so jazzy here.
Do you remember in the opening scenes when they're playing this song, they fly over the stadium with the hole in the roof?
Oh, yeah. No longer there. R.I.P. Yeah. Some birthdays today. Walter Chrysler, born on this day, 1875, the founder of the car company that bears his name. Buddy Ebsen. Jeb off the Beverly Hillbillies, born in the state, 1908. And Al Weiss, turning 86 years young today, the middle infielder, shortstop, and second baseman. They called him the soft-hitting middle infielder shark. Hit a big home run in Game 5 of the 69 World Series for the Mets.
That's a fly ball to deep left, and Buford breaks back now. It's going, and it is gone for a home run. For Al Weiss, and the score is tied at 3-3. The Mighty Mite has become the hitting star of the World Series for the New York Mets. That is his fifth hit in this World Series.
They call him the Mighty Mite. At least they called him that there. Mm-hmm. What a transition there by Shark. Turning 86 years old. Happy birthday to Al Weiss. Marvin Gaye would be celebrating his birthday.
Yeah, we learned about that.
His passing yesterday. Mm-hmm. Killed by his father the day before his birthday. That's a real Game of Thrones feel to it, Beam.
It really does. Terribly sad.
Absolutely. Don Sutton, born on this date in 1945. We lost him a couple years ago in 2021, the 23-year MLB vet and Hall of Famer.
I've wanted this for over 40 years, so why am I standing here shaking like a leaf? I think part of it is because I'm standing in front of some of the people who were the greatest artists in a wonderful business that I've ever seen before. And if you don't feel an aura that's almost spiritual when you walk through the Hall of Fame and when you stand with these people, then check tomorrow's obituary, you're in it, because these people are the greatest.
I could listen to him read a dictionary.
That was good.
That was really good.
Very, very, a voice with some color, richness, fullness, Beam.
Yeah.
Kurt Winter. Guitarist for the Guess Who, born on this date, 1946. Lost him in 1997. Hank Steinbrenner, born on this date, 1957. Lost him a couple years back. Bill Romanowski, four-time Super Bowl champ, turning 58 today. And Greg Camp, one of the main writers and guitarists for Smash Mouth, turning 57. And on this date, 1877, we lost Samuel Morse Beam, the creator of Morse Code.
All right.
Some holidays
and Morse Road.
Morse Road, Morse Code, why not? Mm-hmm. International Children's Book Day, International Fact Checking Day, National Ferret Day.
Yes.
I do believe, Bean, there's some law about housing an amphibious rodent. Not really sure about that. Mm-hmm. National Love Your Produce Manager Day, National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. How about that? We have Reconciliation Day and World Autism Awareness Day. And those are your historical events, your birthdays, your passings, your holidays, observances for this date, April 2nd, Tuesday, the 93rd day of the year, and 273 days remaining in this 2024. Scared you there, didn't I,
Ben? Yeah, really. I mean, by the end of the week, we're going to be at 270. Racking and stacking, Sharky. How many days do we got? 470.
I think we're in the 60s now.
Okay, 460 something. We'll get on that. We'll let you know after the break. Buckeyes have their new running backs coach. That's next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We are tracking a wet commute for you and one incident over on I-70 westbound just beyond State Route 317. There is a disabled vehicle that has the left shoulder blocked off over there. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stuck.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Panic and passion. Is that a motivational quote or the title of an adult romance novel? You're listening to Morning Juice.
Well, Tuesday edition of the program. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Schlag's coming up here in about 15 minutes' time. An hour and 15 minutes away from right now. It's 7:35, Ryan Day. He's going to join the program. We'll talk all things Buckeyes. How's the team looking here in spring ball? What's he liking about the new coaches? Additions of Chip Kelly. Spring game coming up. Got the saddle up after that, which is going to be pretty awesome, too.
Oh, going to be super sweet. So I know
they went to that. Have they done it a couple of years, or was last year the first?
Last year was the first year. So pretty excited about that again.
And that's like the coronation in the end, the celebration of spring ball being over.
Oh, yeah. Pretty exciting. So I know the coaches are excited about it. Get people to come in the Woody Hayes. You're going to have great entertainment there. Going to be a lot of fun. I would encourage everyone to come out and join in.
So they made some news yesterday, and we had talked about this a little bit yesterday. During the show that Ohio State was focusing their search, and Ryan Day said in his media availability that he had on Saturday after Student Appreciation Day, that they were kind of honing in and they would expect to have a hire done for the running backs coach kind of by the end of the week. And, well, it's the beginning of the week because this came down last night officially off the desk of Jerry Emig, who sent out a big press release. So Ryan Day hires Carlos Lachlan as Ohio State's running backs coach. Can also talk to, you know, Ryan Day about that coming up here at 7:35 this morning, what he saw in Coach Lachlan. He spent the last two seasons at the University of Oregon to be the Buckeyes' new running backs coach, and this is just the press release that they sent out. In addition to a stint at Oregon, Lachlan also coached collegiately at Western Kentucky, Florida State, and Memphis. A native of Montgomery, Alabama, he began his coaching career as the offense coordinator at four Memphis area high schools. Under Lachlan's guidance, Oregon had one of the premier rushing attacks in college football in the last two seasons. In 22 and 23, the Ducks were ranked top 30 nationally in rushing and yards per game, finished high as number 12 in 2022 with around 216 per game. Individually, Lachlan developed Bucky Irving into an all-Pac-12 running back who had back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons under his guidance is projected to be selected in this month's NFL draft. Lachlan came to Oregon after 1 year coaching running backs at Western Kentucky, which he was part of a historic offense that paved the way for the Hilltoppers to reach the Conference USA Championship game. Western Kentucky ranked second in the FBS in scoring at 44 points a game and was selected nationally, second nationally in total offense at 536 yards per game. It's a pretty good job by him. Lachlan coached multifaceted running backs for the Toppers, air raid offense, Noah Whittington, who rushed for 617 yards, and then Adam Cofield, who rushed for 373 and totaled 176 yards. It's a great job, this Ohio State job that just opened up.
It is, and they got one of the best guys they could get. And there was rumors around, you know, potentially bringing in DeMarco Murray from Oklahoma. He'd interviewed Michigan. He interviewed here. He elected to stay at Oklahoma. Bringing back Stan Drayton, who's the head coach at Temple. There were some buyout issues.
Yep.
I guess they weren't able to get over. They had interviewed a lot of people, and I don't think Ryan was in a hurry. There was no haste to make a decision here because there wasn't any need with the recruiting calendar to hurry up. Now, you'd love to have this guy, obviously, on your staff for part of spring ball. Oregon, coincidentally, starting spring ball, I believe, today.
Okay.
They're still on quarters out there. And so this was the April 1st was the start of their spring quarter. They just started spring ball, which is used to be the calendar that kind of we were under. Mm-hmm. That's how it was when I was in school here and for, I believe, until
2012 into 13. As they swapped because Meredith's first half a year here at Ohio State was she had two quarters and then she went to semesters when I also came. Sure. I was semesters when I came in 2013.
Okay, so 12 was the last year then that they did that. But yeah, they're still there, so they're going to get him in. He's going to be able to come in. He played, like you mentioned, at Chattanooga. It's interesting. Coach at Oregon, coach at Western Kentucky, you know, was at Florida State, helping put their class together. Before that, Beam, he worked, and I'm not exactly sure what agency. I'm going to have to dig into this. He was like some sort of federal law enforcement stuff that he really wasn't allowed to talk about. So I'm curious to kind of dig in and see a little bit more into that. But from what I've been told, I mean, it was stuff that you're really not supposed to see or do. Or he wasn't allowed. He hasn't been allowed to talk to about it with anybody.
Like Stan from American Dad, CIA agent out there?
Yeah, basically out there just cleaning up the world for us.
Here was Carlos Lachlan, and he kind of mentions this. This is his history, and he's doing this in a team talk to Oregon about himself, you know, receiving the Oregon job and coming onto campus there in Eugene. This was him talking about his experience and his lead up now, well, then being the running backs coach at Oregon, but now here at Ohio State.
I still consider myself a high school football coach because 5 years ago, that's actually what I was. I was a volunteer high school coach who decided to take this journey into college football. That's why I use that term, the walk-on coach. I literally walked into this profession. This is my journey. I said, played running back in the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. Had a short stint with the Giants long enough to have a cup of donuts and coffee. Played arena football. Now, after that, I went into law enforcement. Worked for different agencies for the government. Then I decided I wanted to coach high school football. Coached high school football for about 8 years. Then I decided and came up with the bright idea to just walk over to Memphis and grab a shirt. Nobody knew me and started coaching. So it took me from Memphis to Florida State, from Florida State to Western Kentucky. Here now at the University of Oregon.
It's a pretty remarkable story, right? I mean, guy coached high school football for 8 years, he said, worked in a government agency. In between that, decided to walk over to Memphis, grab a shirt, and just start coaching.
That's some pretty remarkable stuff. Look at this on Football Scoop. It said, some days I showed up to Memphis in a bulletproof vest and work boots to be on time for meetings. I'm not saying I was Rambo or a commando, but it was work. I had a group of people that I worked with, great group of people I worked with on that job that pushed me into coaching, opened up different things for me. As far as getting me to be able to chase my dream, to say that I'll work this shift for you so you can make this meeting, guys and women that were on that job, they helped get me going. A lot of people poured into Carlos Lachlan, the football coach, a ton of people. And so obviously there was a lot of flexibility that was happening there. He was a volunteer coach, still needed to have a job, still working in law enforcement. So incredibly kind of unique background, tremendous recruiter. I think they're very excited to have him here. And you know, you lose a guy like Tony Alford, who I think is a top five running back coach in all of college football. I think you're getting a guy that's right there on par with him, and you're not really taking a step back, which you know, is very, very impressive for Ryan to be able to put that together.
And also, too, a guy that's willing to do it at all costs, literally, right? I mean, having a literally full-time job and then doing another full-time job on the basis of a volunteer job. Like, that's crazy.
I mean, volunteering, interning in the weight room, like working law enforcement at night, like that's
those guys have busy. Man. Both of those professions have busy schedules. We know that, but being a volunteer at a college football weight room, it's not really like just come in and give us some hours when you can. Like you know that.
Oh, you're in there grinding, working hard, doing everything you ultimately need to do. It's pretty darn impressive. With what he's been able to put together. And he said he likes to run a room of discipline, Beam, and that should be no surprise.
More or less discipline than Ryan Day's running the room right now.
I mean, I'm not to besmirch Ryan Day, but I don't know if Ryan's ever had a job like this, and we can ask him about that. Ryan, did you ever moonlight as some sort of law enforcement official? Have you ever worn a bulletproof vest out of necessity and out of demand for the job? Probably not. And I'm going to guess Ryan's going in a basket with probably most other college football coaches. So no knock on him. Carlos Lachlan, different path to college football. But I want to tell you about this 2024 list. We're 3 months in, being we're into April now. And if you want to still make 2024 the best year you can, go see my friends over at Affinity Whole Health. They're the leaders in the testosterone and hormone replacement therapy industry. If you're lacking mental clarity, energy, libido, you want to get better in those areas, go talk to Affinity. They're doing everything over there great. They've got dedicated patient care coordinators, Allie and Jamie. They will help you out. They're fantastic people. They're going to help you with screening, scheduling, placing orders, all the things you need to do. They ship fast. There's never a delay with the orders. They get right to your house, so you do not have to go in the office for treatments. Ask about, you know, they've got a TRT program. They can combine it with peptides like I did. They've got semaglutide for weight loss. You can pair them all together. They will customize a program that is specific to your needs, and they're going to be phenomenal. So get started at feelgreatcolumbus.com. That's feelgreatcolumbus.com with my friends over at Affinity Whole Health.
Schlegs actually had me speechless when we got to talk to him last night. We're all going to hear that again next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Definitely a wet commute for your Tuesday. And we have one trouble spot we're watching on I-70 westbound just beyond State Route 317. Right now the left shoulder blocked off over there as crews work to clear out a disabled vehicle. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Mimi Steger.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Beam has a baby face. Bobby has soft hands. That should not stop you from listening to this show. This is Morning Juice.
Sports calendar is absolutely loaded right now, and FanDuel's making it even more exciting to get in on the action. That's because right now, new customers, you're going to get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $200. You can bet tourney, MLB, NBA, NHL, PGA Tour. Got soccer tonight. All kinds of good stuff going on across the calendar right now. It's very easy to do, Bob.
Oh, it's going to be phenomenal. All you got to do is visit FanDuel.com/juice to make that first bet a big win. Again, that's $200 back that you can use on any of the things Beam mentioned. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 20 and older and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best way to start a morning is with a heavy dose of iron. Gas station ready. Always. It is Schlag Day.
Sponsored by Sugar Shannara Accident Attorneys. We go to war for you at warforyou.com. That's warforyou.com.
Heading out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Check with our good friend. He is Anthony Schlegel. Schlegs, happy Tuesday, buddy. What's happening?
Good morning, Columbus. What's crapping in with you guys?
Buckeye Schlegs, I mean, the throngs of spring ball running around. We got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, let me ask you, Schlegs, you work in operations, and I saw this story that came out about the women's NCAA tournament out in Portland where somehow they didn't measure the lines right for the three-point line, and one was 9 inches shorter than the other. Now, they switched sides at halftime. Well, like you switch sides at halftime, but how does that happen, Schlegs, for someone who that works in operations and is all about efficiencies?
Why isn't there a standard? Like, I mean, you have to measure that thing from the perimeter or however they do it. Like, I mean, there should be a standard operating procedure and some way to follow that. I mean, you saw in the movie Hoosiers, they went up and measured the dadgum rim. Guess what? It's the same thing as in their home gym. You know what I'm saying? So, like, somebody's got to be doing that. I don't know where they dropped the ball on that, but it's kind of like kicking into the wind. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we're going to take this in the second half. So they probably didn't know that at the time. But that's terrible. That's a low GSF right there.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for you. Where'd you get that shirt that you're wearing? Nobody else can see you right now, but I'm looking at a sweet Waffle House Ready shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah, of course. Jailhouse Strong for all your meathead apparel needs. No, that's my buddy Josh Bryan. Those are his slogans. I can't take credit for it. I have a lot of sweet ones myself. But
wait, hold on. You know, are you telling me that you commandeered Waffle House Ready? The good folks of Central Ohio. This might
no,
be
they
the
all know that. I've been no, Bob. I've said that from the jump, and every time I posted Gas Station Ready, Waffle House Ready, I always copied Josh on that and like all of those things because I'm never going to take that kind of content because it's beautiful. You know, Gas Station Ready. And again, it's the embodiment of it. And that's all genders. That's wherever the situation may be, physically cultured, whatever you want to call it. That's Josh. And I love it. I mean, I've known Josh since, you know, the early 2000s out of Metroflex Gym, just getting super bumpy when he was like raw bench at 600. And I was just a total meathead. And then I go back and look at these photos and we were killing pigs and cooking stuff out there. And I was hanging pigs on the pull-up bar outside Metroflex Gym when I was training kids. It was amazing. Like back in the day, you know, hey, you want to get kids to come train at your facility? Here's what we did on Fridays. The dude of the week happened. This was 2009. Dude of the week for me when I was at Metroflex got to cut the heads off of wild boars as I taught all the kids how to skin them. And I was like, hey, man, Friday was a free day. We did arms and everybody had their shirts off. We got super bumpy. And the dude of the week now, guess what? I made it safe. I made it safe because they wore safety glasses. And I showed them.
Keep the blood up beforehand.
No. Just bone fragments. And, you know, it was safe. I made it a safe working environment. And then they took the head home and I put it right on the grill. And then we went and did arms, and I would go back and forth, and I'd flip the meat. And then afterward, we'd eat some wild pig backstrap, and it was quite delicious.
So what would you use? You're wearing goggles to prevent bone fragments. The last
thing... It's just more of a safety issue, you know what I mean?
So what were you using?
A hatchet.
A series of hatchets. That's always curious. Like,
yeah,
I didn't know if you're using a chainsaw. Like, what?
No, what are we talking about? Man, it's Friday the 13th, man. Just a hatchet. Know. And I showed him, you know, we hung it up there. And I took some of the Metroflex, makes you like you can't get staph infection because I just lived in it my entire life. But we would take the chains off the cable crossover machine.
What does that mean?
And I would hook them up to the, you know, hanging ab things, and we'd hang them up top, and I would teach them how to do it. And they loved it, man. It was amazing. Making memories.
Hey, that's a memory. It's very graphic. Radio is the theater of the mind, Schlakes. You just
paid all those kids. All those kids are now like in their 30s, and they still will hit me up like, "You remember when Schlakes?" And back then, those kids loved Nickelback. So they loved Nickelback. So I'd go in there, and we trained. So I would go hunt pigs all night long. And then I would just roll up straight. I literally roll to Waffle House about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, go to the gym, start preparing it and everything so we could all be ready. Boom. Sure enough, Friday morning, 6:30, boom, these kids are just rolling in. First group, second group was hour and a half later. And then we just got super bumpy. Then I'd just go home and pass out. But heavy Nickelback, Kid Rock, shirts off, guns. Right there at Metroflex, making memories.
So do you feel bad? Like, that's what you did for high school kids. Like, I don't feel like your kids are getting that same experience. Like, I might send my kids to go do that with you so they can get that element of, like, toughness and that ruggedness. You're not going to find that in a suburban environment, Schlags. I mean, that's a little bit out in the bush.
Well, I live in a farm, and they both took a deer last year, and they both had a...
But then they cut the head off with safety glasses on.
They had to process it. No, they had to do all the stuff. No, it was a little different back then. Times have changed a little bit. I mean, not as reckless, and I'm not necessarily promoting that. But here's what I'm saying. You got to give everybody...
If you permit it, you promote it.
Life lessons. I teach them in a variety of... You know what the craziest thing is? Here's the craziest thing.
I don't know. You were sawing off a pig's head with a hatchet with high school kids. Tell me what's crazier.
Oh, no. What's crazier is the fact that when I was 15, 16 years old, I'd drive to Metroflex in my parents' minivan because they didn't want to take me. And then I would just go randomly with Brian, who was the owner of the gym. I mean, he was like 36, 37 years old at the time. And we would just drive 2.5 hours to East Texas. I'd show up the next morning, cut head to toe with briars and stuff. With a dead pig in the back of the back. My mom's like, what are we going to do with this? I don't know.
In the minivan?
Yeah, man. I just had like a cooler of like a hindquarter. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. You got to make this, though. I can't let it go to waste. I backpacked it out for like 2 miles.
So, Beam, what recipes do you have that have a hindquarter of a pig? Say, make
and
this.
The bad thing,
yeah,
the bad
I'll just throw, it, like throw my, it in a crock pot somewhere, let it stew for that, 19
that's
hours.
That's what I thought my mom would do. She had like, my mom, you know, God bless her soul, RIP mom. She had like 5 dishes, but she made them really good. And she had really good banana bread, and she had elite pumpkin bars. Elite, I'm talking next level. We still got the family recipe. My sister Erin, who's in town, she will make those, and she will literally make me an entire tray of pumpkin bars, and I will finish them. And if people touch them, bad deal for you, you know. But I didn't know what to do, and I remember one time when I was in high school, that was when I was in DeSoto, and then when I transferred to Highland Park, imagine those people. And I brought like a backstrap to my buddy's house. And it was just in a baggie, and there's like hair on it. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take all this stuff off. Don't worry about it. I'm like in their sink at a Highland Park house. That'd be like, you know, by you, Bob, in the UA, you know? And what are we supposed to do with this? Like, I don't know. Crock pot it.
I don't know, Schlags. I mean, you used to run around in a lab coat as the, we'll call him the butt bandit on here that Stafford was telling me about, that somehow he knew about that. And you weren't even in high school at the same time of him. You were like some sort of ghost. We watched The Patriot with my kids on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
that's kind of what I was envisioning. Is Mel Gibson was hacking that British soldier to death? That's maybe you working that hog right there, because we know that you know how to work a hog, unlike anybody else.
Anybody?
Well, here's the best part though. In 2 weeks, we've got the Buckeye spring game. You've been a part of them as a player, part of them as a coach. you know, huge deal for the Bucks. Hopefully get some good weather. You got saddle up that night. Give us a little taste, a little flavor of what we got going.
I mean, you know, first off, the spring game is the first opportunity, one, nationally televised, two, first opportunity to see the team and where they're at right now, three, culmination of that, saddle up, where, you know, North Tennessee National, our favorite local band, Evan Blankenship, former Buckeye, and Crew's going to be playing. Gary LaVox is going to be there, singer, lead singer of Rascal Flatt. It's going to be a great time, opportunity to raise money to kick cancer's butt and NIL. And, you know, it's one of those things where people get an opportunity to go in and mingle with the coaches and players and have a great time. And this is the culmination of spring football, which, you know, in and of itself is great, right? Because now I love spring football because you kind of know where you are going in. You've had the entire offseason to work on that. And now you come away with player meetings, knowing where you got to go into camp. And then now you have May, June, July to make sure that you get there. But then you can also, you know, with the way things are now, have been able to open up. You can have a great event like Saddle Up that Ryan does to the general public to be in there and fellowship and listen to great country music and have a great time and raise some money. I mean, I love what we're doing right now at Ohio State. You know, it's fantastic.
Well, it sounds fantastic, and I haven't been left speechless many a times talking to anybody. I've been used to talking to you for forever, and that story of the debodying the pig, I think may.
Well, I'm not trying to turn anybody off. I'm not trying to turn anybody off. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm not trying. It was a lifestyle. I had my own dogs. I mean, I've killed over 700 pigs in my life. I mean, it was part of something that I did.
Not the number or the actual. Doing that to the animals.
Well, you had to do it. No.
Boulevard in front of high schoolers.
Oh, no, man. Wait, but we used to do, I mean, I remember we used to do homeless outreaches. I'd kill 12 pigs in a night and go and then catch a bunch of blue cats and go to downtown Fort Worth, feed 600 people. It was awesome. I mean, that was like every other weekend. And it was also kind of my conditioning because back then, like in the early 2000s, I didn't have a four-wheeler. So we just backpacked them out of there. Should have been working on more hip mobility back then, but, you know, whatever.
You would think that would give you bigger calves. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Have a great rest of the week. Checking again soon, all right?
Hey, go Bucks beat cancer. Saddle up!
There he goes. Anthony Schlegel with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. We're going to decompress from that, and when we come back, we'll do some quick hitters next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We're tracking multiple trouble spots across central Ohio. The first one on I-270 northbound heading into the Dublin area. The two left lanes are blocked in those northbound lanes of 270 just beyond Roberts Road because of a crash. Also on I-71 southbound right near Dublin Granville Road, expect the left lane to be blocked going southbound because of a crash. We're also still tracking a couple of shoulders blocked off on I-70 west found just beyond State Route 317 because of a disabled vehicle. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stuck.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A radio show hosted by two former football players, one slightly more successful than the other. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Here on the Juice, brought to you by our good friends over at Affinity Whole Healthy Leader in testosterone and hormone replacement therapy. You can visit them on the line at feelgreatcolumbus.com.
Morning Juice presents Quick Hitters.
Sharky,
yeah.
Happy Tuesday to you.
Happy Tuesday to you. It is a wet one out there today. You know, if you thought that the new college football playoff format would encourage the Irish to join a league, think again. Notre Dame is digging in its heels. Stubbornness, I call it, but new AD Pete Bavakwa said the Irish feel as secure as ever with their football independence. Quote, we are now in as good of a position as we've ever been in the modern era of college football to be an independent, unquote. So, Beamer, it sounds like the Irish are going to be remaining in the ACC at every sport except football.
Yeah, do we know what their TV deal is with Notre Dame? Has that ever been published anywhere with what they get on a year-per-year basis with NBC?
I don't think... I'd have to look it up. I think that there was speculation as to what it may have been on the new one, but since they're a private like a private school, they don't have to release any of that. But I thought it wasn't very good to begin with where they are now. I don't think it's as good as the Big Ten and the SEC. I know that to be true, but I think it's still pretty good. But they get to own, they used to get to own the network. Now the Big Ten has slid on in.
Yeah, it says so. This deal, the new deal that they signed, runs through 2029. And this came from an article back in November of 2023, so not that long ago. So that they receive around $50 million per year from NBC, in addition to the $17 million that they receive from the ACC. So total that together, that's $67 million. And then they have the incentives of the college football playoff, in which I think they're going to get a $6 million a year salary or bonus from the college football playoff if that kicks in. And they can earn roughly up to $18 million annually, like if they make it all the way through. So, I mean, yeah, it's good money for Notre Dame, and they don't
see... It's better than everyone else outside the Big Ten or SEC.
And if they're not going to join the Big Ten, if they're not going to join the SEC, and God knows what's going to happen with the ACC, with their lawsuits going on with Florida State and Clemson, then they're going to stand pat. Now, we can have this conversation again. I feel like when we approach on 2029 and that broadcast deal starting to end with NBC, and obviously their affiliation now with the Big Ten and jumping in on that, are they going to continue to want to pay for Notre Dame? I don't know what's going to go on with that, but I think their new athletic director is probably right. There's no need for them in a world of shakeups in college football right now to move off of that or to join a conference.
What will be interesting to see is if the ACC begins to fracture and fall apart, how that impacts the rest of their sports, and then if that forces them into some other conference. But right now, there's no need for them in football because they're going to be given full access of what they need.
Apparently, not every NFL front office shares personnel decisions with the head coach. The Packers this offseason released running back Aaron Jones and signed free agent running back Josh Jacobs. Head coach Matt LaFleur was not notified in advance. He told the Wisconsin State Journal, "It caught me off guard. It happened so fast, I'm not involved in those types of conversations." Now, I know coaches may not have any input into personnel decisions, but don't you find it a little odd, Bobby, that they didn't tell the coach beforehand?
You would think so in this. And LaFleur, it's not like he's it's first year there. He's been there now for a handful of years. He's had success.
Done a good job.
They've been turning over that roster. You'd think that they'd want to have everybody on alignment and on the same page moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were the youngest roster in the entirety of the NFL last year. Had a nice little run through the NFL playoffs. Fell short against the San Francisco 49ers out in the Bay Area, and they're looking to do it again. I do find it a little bit surprising, though, how Packers brass does not share any information with Matt LaFleur, especially when it comes to Aaron Jones. Like, that was a big piece of your game and what you wanted to do, establish the run early and then let Jordan Love kind of do his thing. So, yeah, that's a little bit surprising to me.
Would you like to another quick hit?
One more,
really quick. As you know, Brock Purdy is the best bargain in professional sports today. The 49ers quarterback was a seventh-round pick in 2022, so he's still working on a rookie contract that paid him $985,000 last season. Not much money for a guy that just set a franchise record with nearly 4,300 passing yards to go along with 31 touchdowns. Anyway, the NFL has an annual performance-based pay distribution that basically acts as a bonus with the intent to give additional money to players who perform beyond their contracts. Purdy's bonus, if you will, came out to roughly $740,000, Beamer, which is 75% of what he makes in base salary.
Yeah, he almost doubled it up with his player bonuses, right? And usually you get that on your second contract. It's like, if you win an MVP, if you make a Pro Bowl, if you make an All-Pro, like, those incentives can really rack up the amount of money that you get. Not often do you see the player pool money elevate your contract status that much, and that's what Brock Purdy happened to.
I mean, there's going to be guys out there. I believe Simpson for Baltimore got it, and he was on his one-year deal there. he got almost $1 million. Mm-hmm. Like, it almost doubled his salary as well. So the NFL put that in, you know, for guys who are underdrafted,
yeah,
who go and play above their contract, and even if their team won't get him a new deal, they get these bonuses in the offseason. Brock Purdy obviously playing a significant role for San Fran, so he was entitled to a lot of that.
Jake Diebler hit his first speed bump as Ohio State Hoops coach yesterday. We'll do that in the re-rack coming up next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now, the two left lanes are blocked on I-270 northbound just beyond Roberts Road. Expect delays going northbound as you approach the Dublin area this morning. Also on I-71 southbound near Dublin Granville Road, the left lane blocked off over there because of a crash as well. Lastly, we're still tracking delays on I-70 westbound just beyond Hamilton Road because of a disabled vehicle. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Steger.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Heading to work? Keep listening to the guys at the office.
Stream the show at 971thefan.com or download the Fan app.
This is Morning Juice.
Hour number two of the program for us on a Tuesday. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark coming up here 720 this morning. We'll talk a little Jackets. The Hyphenator, Jean-Luc Grandpierre, he's going to join us. Jackets 4-1 winners last night against the Avs. Coming back against the Islanders on Thursday. Talk a little CBJ here at 720 this morning with Jean-Luc Grandpierre. 735 this morning, about a half hour away from right now, head coach of your Ohio State Buckeyes, Ryan Day. He's going to join the program. Talk all things spring ball with him. New running backs coach here with Carlos Lachlan here at Ohio State. Obviously, we got the spring game coming up here in a couple of weeks, Bob. We got the saddle up to talk about. All kinds of good stuff with Ryan Day coming up here at 735. If you miss Schlegs in the 6 o'clock hour, I don't even know how to describe what we talked about with him. So you're going to have to wait around till 8:05 when we play that again.
Captivating,
or
Bean.
You can listen to our podcast after the program because it'll be a great day to listen to that because we got a tons of stuff happening. So Schlegg's going to reappear at 8:05, about an hour away from now. And then Uncle Bo, he's going to join the program and round things out with us coming up here around 8:35 a little bit later on.
Keeping you informed about what's trending this morning, it's time for a little re-rack on Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Billiards Plus, your destination for top-of-the-line grills with up to 30-year warranties. Billiards Plus on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin.
You know, it is pretty remarkable. I think I'm going to start when we talk to Schlegs playing Connect the Dots and just have a notepad of seeing where the conversation goes and how we reach one talking point to another. I don't ever think there would be a clear line of thinking on how he jumps from story to story.
I was trying to tell my wife that, and I couldn't yesterday. And I go, I don't know how we get to where we get to with him. I go, literally, I have to listen to it again. Like, oh, that was the connection that we made, because there was no obvious connection that was there. So that's what you always love. It reminds me of a book that they made into a movie called An Unexpected Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he may be a little bit of Bilbo Baggins, maybe more like Gollum looking for that ring.
Is he more Bilbo? Is he more Gollum? Or is he one of the dwarves that embark on the adventure to go and raid the Dragon's Keep? I don't know which he is.
Gimli?
Right. Well, that would be Gloin, Gimli's dad.
Son
who's
of
in
Gloin?
The Hobbit. Yeah. Gloin is in The Hobbit. Gimli's in Lord of the Rings.
He's Schmeagol. So he's 100% Gollum. He's just the Gollum that eats more.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that.
But I mean, I've seen him in days where he started to resemble him when he's strung out from working too much. Just always doing is eating caffeine. It's like powered by the ring.
What'd you have for dinner last night? A couple of trucker pills and a Monster.
Exactly. Man, for
that
dinner.
Sounds good.
He'll put me to sleep. It's remarkable. It's like you're going to die of a heart attack.
Buddy, when he's talking about breaking down a pig with a hatchet on a pull-up bar in front of high school kids and make sure that they wear safety goggles, I'm like, I had a great visual in my mind about what was going on.
Yeah, it was like,
And then he slipped in a great one too, where he's like, yeah, you know, I was 15, 16 years old. I would take my parents' minivan and drive out to East Texas 2.5 hours. I'm like, wait a minute, 15, 16 years old?
I mean, I couldn't, okay. You couldn't even slide in a car.
No, you know, you can't.
He was rolling, but I'm like, you did say 15, 16. Like, and by the way, state laws are different. I mean, some states you can't drive till 17. To my knowledge, there are no states. There may be one or two where you can drive sub 16.
I 15 and a half temps.
I lived in Texas. You cannot drive before the age of 16 without a licensed driver. Like, I can promise you that to be the case. Mm-hmm. So that's Schlegs in a nutshell. Hanging out with some 37-year-old dude. Pig hunting.
I was 15 years old going out with some 37-year-old dude 2.5 hours away to East Texas. Breaking down 12 pigs, bringing it home from my mom. Said, you need to make this.
You need to make this.
Got some hair on the back. I'll take care of it.
In the back of the minivan.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, what,
a tarp? Like, remarkable.
He's beautiful. Again, you can listen to him coming up here around 8:05, or you can take a listen to our podcast when the show ends around 9:05. Here a little bit later on this morning, wherever you get your podcast from, you can download that. Jackets with a nice little back-to-back win. They get against the Avs last night, 4-1. Alex Nylander, guy's on fire since his trade from the Pittsburgh Penguins, comes over. I believe he's played in 17 games, got 11 goals on the season. They're at home against the Islanders on Thursday.
The Island Boys?
That's right. Crew at home against the against Tigres tonight. I'm not sure if that game is going to be played or when that game is going to be played. Obviously expecting some pretty severe weather a little bit later on, but they do play in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup, the quarterfinals tonight at 7 o'clock over at lower.com field. So we'll see if that game goes on. I'm not sure what's going on here with the weather. Iowa took down LSU last night, and then UConn took down USC. Those two teams will meet in the Final Four a little bit later on this week. And I watched a good chunk of that Iowa-LSU game. That was as fun as a college basketball game gets.
Oh, it was tremendous. Caitlin Clark played really well. She was going to need to be able to, you know, support her squad like that. But kudos to her. I got back. I dove in about middle of the third, end of the third quarter when it was raining down threes.
Yeah.
So kudos to her.
Way deep.
Did a great job. And then they pulled away at the end. LSU closed it up. I mean, there were some mistakes made by Iowa in probably the last minute or so. And LSU got a chance to kind of get back into it a little bit, but it was already too far gone. And so Iowa will be sitting in their second straight Final Four.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll see what happens coming up. Again, they'll take on UConn. Paige Becker's pretty good last night for UConn as well. Watched a lot of college hoops last night. So it was a great time, right? I mean, Sunday you get the Purdue-Tennessee game, which was good. And then last night you get the Iowa-LSU game, which was every bit as good as the men's game. So Final Fours are set. Ohio State's most used freshman on the college basketball front will no longer be playing here in Columbus. Scotty Middleton entered his name into the transfer portal on Monday. He said, it's been an honor to suit up for Ohio State this past season. I'll cherish the memories and relationships I've built forever. I've decided to enter the NCAA transfer portal and go through my NBA draft process while maintaining my college eligibility. So, Scotty Middleton gone, but good news for Jake Diebler as he enters his first full offseason and then season as Ohio State basketball coach, that Felix Akpara announced that he was coming back yesterday. So you get a great defender back. You do lose some pop on the offensive side with Scotty Middleton. And we know college basketball is crazy. You were likely going to get a transfer. Scotty Middleton, some situations happened at the end of the year. He was there. He was dealing with the family situation. I don't know what was going on with that. I'm not a member of his family. I don't really know. But he obviously decides that he wants to go elsewhere. And this is the way the college basketball world is right now. And Jake Diebler said his first speed bump along the way here.
Yeah. And it was kind of surprising because he was getting a lot of run at the end and was playing pretty well. That's where I think we're at now in college basketball. You're not going to be able to keep everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's the reality of it. So, if you know, Felix Akpara, you mentioned he is coming back. You know, if Miller wants to leave, then okay. Like, you're not going to be able to keep them all. And it's unfortunate right there, as long as you're recruiting at a high level. And hopefully you'll be able to replace, you know, his loss. It's tough because when you get a guy who's starting to play more at the end of the season, you're starting to develop, you don't want to lose those guys and lose that year of development, which they've had. Because anybody you're bringing in is going to be raw as a freshman, unless you're going, you know, portal hunting again, which it's a balance of how you want to construct your roster. I mean, you need veteran players, but you also want to make sure you have program continuity with guys that you're internally raising in that are homegrown.
Yeah, for sure. So some interesting news too on the Buckeye roster front. Shark, remember this past college basketball season when Princeton basketball tweeted a sound clip of you Remember that when you were talking about Matt Alaco?
Yeah.
Who was here for, he went to Hilliard-Bradley, played for Princeton. So he entered the transfer portal. The Buckeyes just offered him. So you might be seeing him back here in Columbus. And then I guess Michi, who is in the transfer portal, is also rumored to be back here for a visit. So
well, his younger brother, I guess, is really good too. Okay. And they're looking to try maybe, probably recruiting him. And so
two for one.
There you go. Get a little two for one there. Get Michi back. I mean, that's a full, we're getting full circle transfers now.
Of course.
Leave, transfer, come back.
Well, we just saw it with the kid from Alabama, right? The big offensive tackle. I'm blanking on his name. Who entered the transfer portal? Entered the transfer portal in January when Saban left. Didn't even get to spring ball with the Hawkeyes, and then went back to Alabama before that.
What's crazy? I mean, these guys actually played at those other schools, and then playing a year and then coming on back. Pretty remarkable stuff, Beam.
It really is. I also saw, too, last night that, what was I going to say? Oh, it was after we had talked to Schlegs, and I went into the kitchen, and Meredith asked me the same thing that she asked you, that you got asked from Courtney. She goes, what are you doing? You were laughing.
Why are you smoking a cigarette?
And I said, I don't know. I have no clue. Because at that point, you had texted me at like 5:50. For us to jump on at 6 o'clock. So I'm making dinner. Willie's losing his mind. I'm like, I got to leave here for 10 minutes. I am like, I'll be right back. And she goes, what was that about? I'm like, oh, we were talking to Schleg. She goes, yeah, it's pretty imperative to the show. It's like,
pretty. And I told my wife, hey, you're going to listen to tomorrow. She, I mean, we're not going to hear the 8:30 or the 6:30. I go, you're going to listen to Schleg's at 8. Cause it's going to be a relentless pursuit of something. I would say excellence.
Relentless pursuit of excellence.
I don't know if that's it.
Point A to point B. 4+6?
Yeah, 4-6, A to B. I mean, that's 100% it. There was a lot there, a lot to digest.
The Hyphenator, Jean-Luc Grandpierre. We're going to talk some Jackets with him next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We're tracking multiple trouble spots out there. Two on I-71 southbound. The first one on I-71 south just beyond Hudson Street. Expect delays building over there because of a crash. The second one a little bit further north, but also in the southbound lanes of 71 just beyond Dublin Granville Road. The left lane is blocked because of a crash. We're also still tracking heavy delays on I-270 northbound just beyond Roberts Road. Because of a crash, expect delays as you approach the Dublin area. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stugger.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keep on swiping that card, baby. Keep on swiping that card. Charge it to winning. This is Morning Juice.
Well, Tuesday edition of the program, Brandon B. and Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Before we talk to our good friend, the Hyphenator.
Oh, yeah. We may have heard storms last night, but when Tuesday morning comes, well, here comes the rooster. And when you hear that sound, that means that it's a Tuesday, Appetizer Tuesday. And the featured appetizer will be $3 at Roosters all day long. They're tasty. They're delicious. They're Roosters onion feathers, battered onion petals, fried golden brown, and served with a side of plucking sauce. I like to call it Pluck You Sauce, Beam. It's fantastic. It's delicious. It's like the spicy ranch with a little bit of horseradish in it. It's perfect for dipping. It is delicious.
And that horseradish kicking it. So good.
Oh, it's good. They delineate it by putting a dash with a marker across the Sharpie on it so you know that.
They also do that with the blue cheese and the ranch.
My wife thought that was the ranch, spicy ranch she put on her salad, and it was not, not what she wanted. She's not a horseradish fan. It was a lot of it. But Roosters Onion Feathers, $3 all day long at Roosters.
Coming up an hour away from now, we'll be giving away a $50 gift card to Roosters as we play That's What He Said. That's an hour away for right now. But as of currently, let's talk some CBJ.
Morning Juice presents Talking Jackets.
Give it back to Johnny Gaudreau. Left wing circle. Takes a shot. And he scores. Here's Johnny
sponsored by Schottenstein Roofing, proud partner of the Columbus Blue Jackets.
And that's the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Check with our good friend, Jackets analyst. He is the hyphenator, Jean-Luc Grandpier. Jean-Luc, thanks for the time. As always, Jackets were a little surprising back-to-back last night. Get the Avs in town. They're sitting at 47-21-6 when they enter the building. Jackets were 24-38-12 at the time. 4-1 victory over the Avs. Had to be a great night for the CBJ last night.
Good morning, guys. Yes, it sure was. Listen, first of all, you start with that game against Pittsburgh where you win in Jeff Rimmer's night, which was a fantastic night for all the fans here in Columbus Saturday. And then, yes, nobody really had the Blue Jackets beating the Avalanche on their bingo card last night. And convincing win 4-1 and great performance by everyone.
Yeah, what got into him in that second period, Jean-Luc?
What got into him? I would say, well, there's a couple of things. First one, I think, for the Blue Jackets, Daniil Tarasov was fantastic again. I mean, he's been lights out over the last month and a half, 2 months, and he puts another great performance. But for the Blue Jackets, the big difference is you could tell in the second period that they were still pushing and, you know, not being careless or reckless, you know, trying to make crazy plays, but being responsible, but really wanting to skate with the Avalanche, who's like probably actually the Avalanche is the fastest team in the league this season, and the Blue Jackets, believe it or not, are third. So they really weren't, they didn't let the Avalanche dominate with speed all game long. I would say the first 5-10 minutes, you could tell the Avalanche were establishing the pace, but then the Blue Jackets really kept up with them the rest of the game.
He's the hyphenator, Jean-Luc Grandpier, with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I saw this from your comrade, Dylan Tyre, last night. Jean-Luc, 46 saves for Daniil Tarasov last night. He brandishes a .935 save percentage since February 21st. That's a heck of a run that he's been on when we've seen him.
Yeah, absolutely. He's, I believe Igor Shesterkin has been leading the league since that date. And Daniil Tarasov is actually the second best goaltender in the NHL since that date. So it just shows you. And you have to remember, he faces a lot of shots. And he does not have the defense or the offensive support that Shesterkin is getting in New York with the Rangers. So he's been extremely impressive. And, you know, last night, first time I heard the crowd chanting his name there post game when they announced him as the number one star. It was a pretty special moment for him, that's for sure.
It's pretty special. How have they been able to flip that momentum? I mean, obviously it was kind of a rough road stretch here. They get back, they get the win, shootout against Pittsburgh, and then follow that up here with a win against the Avs. I mean, what kind of changed from that road trip to the last couple games?
Oh, Bobby, rough to describe that trip is an understatement. I mean, listen, the funny thing, I believe last night was the seventh game in a row that the Blue Jackets scored first in the game. The whole trip, they scored first. They lost all five games. Ugh. But the big difference is, I think just being home in front of the crowd, Saturday against the Pittsburgh Penguins, the crowd was electric. And yesterday, again, electric crowd, especially for a Monday. Yeah, it was Monday yesterday. Especially for a Monday, it was electric. So I think just the support of playing at home. And then obviously you get better matchups as well. So coaching staff, you get the second chance so you can match up. And last night it was the Cole Sillinger's line that had the big job of neutralizing Nathan MacKinnon, who's leading the league in points. And they kept him off the board all night long, so that's a pretty impressive feat there by Cole Sillinger's line. But overall, I think just the energy from the crowd was the big difference maker for this team, putting two in a row here.
Did you anticipate Alex Nylander being this kind of player, or did the Jackets brass, or did anybody when he was traded from the Penguins to become what he is right now for the Jackets?
No, nobody expected it. Okay. Actually, we had Alex Nylander on the desk a few weeks ago, and even he said, you know, when I got traded, because he was playing in Wilkes-Barre Scranton in the minors, the Penguins, the minor league team, and he didn't know if he was supposed to report to Columbus or Cleveland. So, I mean, even he did not expect that. But listen, extremely talented player that was selected 8 overall in his draft, just like his brother did in Toronto. And he had a couple of chances. And he understand now at that age that might be his last chance. And the Blue Jackets said that they would give him a fair chance to show what he has. And I'm not lying. I will have to look at the stats, but if I'm looking at all the players that have been traded this season, during the season, I believe he's probably the highest goal scorer of them all. And, you know, probably the last name you would have thought of or anybody would have thought of, but he's an extremely smart player. He's got a very accurate shot, but the thing that impresses me the most with him is he's not the biggest guy, but in front of the net, he is so smart about knowing where the puck is going to go, and that gives him a great advantage as far as being able to score goals on second opportunities.
I feel like he's doing a nice job making the incoming general manager's decision hard on what to do with him, right? I mean, these are some of the decisions, and this is what the Jackets are playing for, future contracts, and Alex Nylander putting himself in a pretty good situation, and if not here with the Jackets, then another team across the league.
Yeah, absolutely. And for him, he's definitely opening eyes around the league. But first of all, he wants to, you know, from everything I've heard and myself talking to him, he loves it so far in Columbus. And, you know, when a team really gives you a fair chance when you feel like you haven't had one, it means a little bit more. So hopefully he keeps going that way. But yes, the new general manager, I'm sure we'll get some great reviews and raving remarks on his play so far, and probably will earn himself a contract. Now, will it be a 3, 4, or 5 years contract? Probably not, but if I'm Alex Nylander, the way I'm playing right now, I'm betting on myself and taking a 1 year, and hopefully can have even a better season next year, and then you can sign your big deal.
Jean-Luc, always appreciate the time. Thanks for hopping on with us here this morning. Have a good day, buddy, and we'll check in again soon, okay?
All right, guys, thank you, and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, appreciate it. It's a nice spring break. Good to get away. There he goes, the Hyphenator, Jean-Luc Grandpierre, with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guests Hotline. 2 weeks ago in spring ball, Ryan Day, he joins us to talk about his Buckeyes with us next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We're still tracking multiple delays out there, including on I-270 northbound. Two left lanes blocked just beyond Roberts Road as you're heading northbound. Expect delays approaching the Dublin area. We're also tracking two crashes on I-71 southbound this morning. The first crash just beyond Hudson Street. The left lane blocked over there. The second crash a little bit further north, but still in those southbound lanes of 71. The left lane is blocked in those southbound lanes just beyond Dublin Granville Road. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Mimi Steggerwald.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a list of undisputed facts. Beamer is round. Shark was a swinger. And no one derails a show like Bobby Carpenter. No one. This is Morning Juice.
Here's Long here, Tuesday edition of the program. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Right now, we're going to head out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Check in with the head coach of your Ohio State Buckeyes and the football team. He is Ryan Day. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Know that you're busy. What's going on? I mean, got an off day for spring ball. What do we got in the hopper today?
Yeah, we got a lot going on. We had a great student appreciation day on Saturday. Had a bunch of students come in, which was great. A lot of recruits, a lot of former players, families. It was a busy day on Saturday, and then we turn around and had a really good practice on Monday. It was a quick turnaround. This week we're going Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Practice 10 comes tomorrow.
All right, so you mentioned Student Appreciation Day on Saturday, and it's always fascinating kind of watching that and coming out of the scenes and, you know, getting some videos on the internet and everything circulating around. I'll spare the Jeremiah Smith question for later, but when you have freshmen coming in here, right, and I mean, they haven't yet to walk out of the tunnel at Ohio Stadium. That'll be in a couple weeks when we get to the spring game. When they get to their first practice like that and it's Student Appreciation Day and you see mobs of people just at a spring practice, is there anything that kind of clicks in their mind like, whoa, this is a pretty big deal to have the Scarlet and Gray on?
Well, I think in the indoor, with all those folks in there, between recruits, former players, their parents, students, yeah, you can create sort of a really good atmosphere in there where it's very competitive. You know, they know the media is in there. So it gets extremely competitive very fast. And it's a great opportunity for us to, you know, get guys out of the comfort zone of just a normal practice, you know, and put a little added stress on them, because you can't really you know, simulate what it's going to be like in the game, other than, you know, the spring game. You know, and so we like to, you know, get an idea of how they're going to respond in highly competitive situations. So great to see that. We grade every clip of film on those days and then give them feedback and get back after it during the next week.
So, Coach, you know, as you look at, you know, the quarterback situation, you look at Student Appreciation Day, you're now a couple weeks into spring ball, 2 weeks kind of left until the spring game. You know, the quarterback rep split, you've got five guys you've been kind of circling through as you go and start to create the more elaborate situations, the third downs, the red zones, the 2 minutes. You know, how have you kind of worked through that split of the reps and how guys are getting, you know, shares? I wouldn't call them equal, but is it an earned thing? I mean, how's that all breaking out?
We've been kind of breaking them down where each guy's getting, you know, the same type of reps. But we haven't really said, hey, you know, you're getting first, second, third team reps. And it's actually been great to see guys operate with the ones, operate with the twos, operate with the threes, because sometimes you have to make things work when it's not perfect. Sometimes you have to take more of a leadership role with some younger guys out there. So it's all been an evaluation. I think the good thing for us is because we had some guys come in at mid-year, you know, we're able to play with three groups, and you know, we've been able to, you know, sustain that throughout the whole spring, where, you know, in the past, maybe you only get a couple groups in there. So I think our guys have done a good job of practicing really fast, really competitively, you know, violently, but at the same time staying up and taking care of each other. But in terms of the quarterbacks, you know, we're going to keep working through this next week, try to get them as many reps as possible, continue the evaluation.
As far as it goes for the coaching search for the running back position, and we can get to Carlos Lachlan here in a second, you got hands-on, and we've seen a lot of college football coaches recently, like Chip Kelly said, I'm excited to get back in the room with the quarterbacks and actually kind of get my hands in the dirt. How much have you enjoyed coaching the running backs here these last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I just stepped out of a meeting with them, and I said, how did I do on my two-week internship? You know, they started laughing. I think it's been great for me to connect with them. It's been great for me to sort of give them the game through the eyes of the quarterback. And I think especially Trey, you know, and Dallin and Quinshon, you know, they really appreciate that, because sometimes the running back position, you can get so locked in on your job. But when you understand the whys of it all, it really starts to, you know, register well, especially when you have some experience. So I've been able to do that with them, and it's been great. And I think it's a really good room. They're really intelligent. They pull for each other, but they're obviously really talented. So we've had a lot of fun in there. But now, you know, I'm going to tell Coach Locke when he gets here, man, like, you know, you got some big shoes to fill around here, so you better come into that room bringing your A game.
Oh, absolutely. One of the most talented rooms you'll find anywhere in college football. As we talked to Ohio State coach Ryan Day here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. As you mentioned, Carlos Lachlan coming in from Oregon. You know, this coaching search, Ryan, maybe it was, I don't know if people, longer, shorter. It's kind of unique because it was during spring ball. You know, kind of talk about the process of going through that and then ultimately landing on Carlos Lachlan and what he's bringing to the program.
Well, first off, we wanted to find somebody who really wanted to be at Ohio State at a high level. Carlos does that. You know, he checks that box. We interviewed over seven people. We identified somewhere between 10 to 12 that we thought maybe fit the profile. And really in the end, you know, narrowed it down and felt like Carlos was our guy. And he brings a lot of energy to the table. The great news is, you know, during the recruiting process, our guys knew who he was. So there's already a little bit of a relationship there. And then just when you hear a story about, you know, where he came from, how he came up in the business, you know, Chip and I both really were, you know, very excited about, you know, the fact that, you know, we could possibly hire him here. And now that he's coming, we're extremely excited for the room. I think he's going to have a great impact on our team, great impact on recruiting. I think he's going to be a tremendous coach.
Well, we were listening to him a little bit earlier on, Coach, when he was talking to his team in Oregon, and he was like, yeah, they call me the walk-on coach. Like, you know, I decided I wanted to coach high school football. I did that. I worked in law enforcement, and then I volunteered some hours at Memphis, and I'd come in, and I'd be wearing a bulletproof vest, like, doing my job as a volunteer. Like, that's the kind of guy that you're getting in him, a guy who's willing to go above and beyond, I feel like, in every single capacity that he's bringing to the table.
Yeah, I love that about him, you know, and like some of us in this profession, you know, just came up and not, you know, a football family, you know, grew up and kind of had to, you know, figure it out on their own. And he's one of those people. And when you really listen to how he came up in this thing, he's very appreciative of all the opportunities that he's got, but he's earned them all and he's deserved them all. And I think, you know, he's really earned and deserved this opportunity. You know, I think he and his wife are very excited to move to Columbus. And you know, I'm just fired up to have him here. I think he's going to bring an edge to our offense and an edge to the running back room.
So, Coach, this weekend the players getting off, practicing Friday, get Saturday, Sunday off. Next week, April 13th, going to have the spring game. Saddle Up event is going to be afterwards. Last year was the first year was done. I thought it was, you know, a huge success. Talk about the schedule for that day and what you can expect and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. And, you know, we're hoping for great weather. But kickoff on Saturday will be at noon. And, you know, all our healthy players will participate. You know, so that's exciting. You know, we're going to have great coverage. You know, it'll be the first nationally televised spring game on Fox. You know, and Joel Klatt will be there. And, you know, I think he and I will be down on the field a little bit during that, which will be great. You know, we'll have some other big noon personalities there. We're going to do a team walk pregame. We won't do the skull session, but we're going to do a walk, which is something we hadn't done in the past, which I thought would be great. Certainly we'll have former players there. There'll be spring game raffles and silent auctions right now, which will be exciting. And so for that game right now, there's free parking. General admission tickets are $10. Reserve seating options are 22 and 37. And so you can go to go.osu.edu/2024 spring game to get tickets there. And right now we have 40,000 tickets sold.
Ooh.
Last year we had 30 at this time. So we're way ahead of where we were in the past. I think, you know, I think we can get close to 100,000 people at the game. I think there's just so much excitement around the program. A lot of faces that guys would love to see out in the field. And a lot of people excited about the spring game. But then after that, we have the Saddle Up event, and that's something that we started last year, and that is in the Woody. And what we do that night is you know, we have a concert with North to Nashville, and then Gary LaVox, you know, the head singer for Rascal Flatts, will be here. He'll be performing, and it's a great night, and it's a great opportunity to raise money for cancer, raise money for NIL. We'll also do a run for the Scarlet and Gray, which is the horse race, which Bobby, I know you know about.
Yeah.
we bid on, you know, coaches. So Chip Kelly, James Laurinaitis, Mark Pantone, Anthony Schlegel, we'll have all kinds of people out there and you bid on them. And then we do, the horse race, which is a lot of fun. And so a great opportunity, and there'll be other auction items there, but a great opportunity to raise money for NIL, for cancer. And tickets and table information for that is available at universe.com/saddle up. So it'll be a great day, great opportunity to see our team, great opportunity to raise money, and we'll sleep well that night.
Oh, it sounds like an incredibly long day. It's a great culmination. I thought last year was done incredibly well. Really kind of interactive and immersive experience, Coach. For people who maybe haven't been in the Woody Hayes or around it, you get to kind of be in there, see what the players are doing, and then obviously see, you know, the coaches you guys will be around and observing that as well, correct?
Yeah, it's very unique. And like you said, not a lot of people get to come to the Woody. Not a lot of people get to see the coaches, you know, let their hair down a little bit, you know, and some of the former players doing the same, having fun, enjoying country music. But also, like you said, being in the Woody is a unique experience. A lot of unbelievable tradition here over, I guess, the last three decades. And so to have a concert was something that was unique last year that was a huge hit. And we're hoping it's even bigger this year.
Well, and Bob's going to be a celebrity bartender. He only did it last year, so he's got a high standard to hold for himself.
Yeah.
No, I'll tell you what, Bobby has always been an unbelievable help to the program, and he always brings a lot of energy, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun that night.
Hey, before we get you out of here, too, so we get to talk to this guy every Tuesday, and he really is remarkable, and we have a lot of fun with him in Schlegs. How much has he helped your program out? And I know he's been giving some of his time to you guys.
It's just every day's the same. You know, you guys know just the energy that he brings, puts a smile on your face because – you know, you see the passion for life. You see the passion for Ohio State football. You see the passion for football, the passion for work ethic. And it's just contagious. And he brings it every day. And it's just so pure. You know, he comes from a place where he just cares about people. He's a loyal guy. He's a great friend, great colleague, and a great coach to these guys. And so every moment he's been in here, he's brought value.
Coach, we always appreciate the time. Thanks for giving us some of it here this morning. Have a great rest of the week. Excited for the spring game coming up here, and we'll check in again soon, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate you.
Absolutely. There he goes. Head coach of your Buckeyes, Ryan Day, with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Tons to be juiced about here on this Tuesday. We'll do that next. Morning Juice right here on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We are tracking multiple trouble spots and areas flagged for heavy flooding. The first on 161 westbound to I-270 southbound on the northeast side. Right now, left lane blocked in that northeast tunnel because of flooding. Also flooding on I-70 west and eastbound just beyond West Broad Street as you approach downtown, and on I-71 northbound at Dublin Granville Road. All of these areas have lane restrictions due to flooding. We're also still tracking a crash on I-270 northbound near Davidson Road. Expect delays in that area. And over on I-270 near Gahanna, we are tracking delays as crews work to clear up an incident in the right two lanes of I-270 southbound. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Sutherland.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the going rate for a good babysitter? Also, Shark needs a raise. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Oh, it is a Tuesday, and that means it's Dinger Tuesday. Blast, moonshots, money shots, whatever you call them. Everyone loves those home runs, especially Reds fans. Mm-hmm. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right, Dinger Tuesdays, Beam, they're back for another season. They're making their triumphant return on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game, as if you needed another reason to love the long ball.
I say chicks love the long ball, and I tell you what, they were loving Spencer Steer last night down in Cincinnati. A little grand slam for him in the 10th inning. It's very simple to do. Visit FanDuel.com/juice to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/juice. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. Must be 21 and older, present in Ohio. Bonus issued is not withdrawable, but bonus bets expire 7 days after receipt. Max bonus $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's got you juiced?
Sponsored by Newman Roofing. Call Newman Roofing today at 614-NEW-ROOF or visit online at newmanroofing.com.
Sharky, it's a Tuesday. We're going to listen to this guy here in about...
We needed more of him.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we need any more. You were able to probably pull a lifetime of Schlegelisms out of when we talked to him earlier. We're going to hear again from him at around 8:05, but... let's satiate your appetite right now.
You're talking to the Carhartt wearing, Realtree camo wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling dealing, truck driving, arrow flying, son of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Truck drive
is.
I mean, that's about what today.
That kind of scares me.
Nickelback listening.
Nickelback listening.
Ronel Blanco last night with the first no-hitter of the 2024 season in baseball. Thank you, MLB Network. They're always right on top of those no-hitters, so I got to see the last couple innings of that. Guy was making his eighth major league start.
Pretty good.
Nobody had ever heard of him.
How about the since
I mean,
June?
Does it get better than that? Like, do you just retire?
Yeah, I would.
Probably.
I mean, like, yeah. You've had your eighth start. Like, it's all downhill from there. You get shelled, get pulled to third sometime later this year.
Since June of 2022, the entirety of Major League Baseball has had seven no-hitters. All right. 29 teams in Major League Baseball have had three. The Houston Astros have had four of them.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. They've had 17 no-hitters in their history, which goes back to 1962. The Guardians haven't had a no-hitter since 1981.
A no-hitter?
A no-hitter.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. They had a perfect game from Len Barker on May 15th, 1981.
That's hard for as good as their pitching has been over the last, 10 years or so?
None of those guys have had a no.
Carlos Carrasco went 8 2/3 innings.
I remember that.
Lost it with two outs the ninth. But, yeah, they've gone longer than any team in the major leagues currently without a no-hitter.
Tristan McKenzie's going to break that this year. Take it to the bank.
Not the way he pitched last night. Quickly, coming down 3:15 this morning at about 10 till 2 in the morning. It was raining so hard, all I could see was this glistening silver in the right lane. And I was like, what the heck is that? Is it a guardrail? I couldn't tell. And then I came right up on it.
Saw a siren song just pulling your joke.
A utility pole fallen over.
Like a steel one?
Yes, onto a car.
Oh, God.
And there weren't any cruisers or anything, so I called 911 and said, I don't know if you've heard this yet, but there is a car out here with a utility pole on the top of it. And she said, is there anybody in the car? And I said, I don't know. It's raining so hard, I couldn't see much of anything. And so, it was like I've been dying to know what happened, if anybody was injured or what. But, man, it was...
Well, you almost died to find out what happened, Shark. Drove into it.
Do you guys have generators at home?
Nope.
We do not, and it has been a commitment of mine to get that done. And I meant to do it last time after we had the fiasco in the summer when I slept on the floor here.
Yes.
And I haven't gotten around to it. It's getting done this summer. That is going to happen.
My wife said the sump pump has been running nonstop. We need to get a generator. And I said, well, maybe we ought to get a backup sump pump. But yeah, but anyway.
My basement's going to flood.
The battery, whatever. It's a mess. Last night, it's got me juiced. My daughter's first lacrosse game of the year. They got it happened to be against AJ's daughter up at Eversaw. It was fun going up and getting a chance to sit there and watch some of the game with him. Got me juiced watching her get in the wind. Now, the problem was we didn't start till 7:05. It was outside. I mean, it was utter darkness. She had a couple saves where I don't even know how she could see the ball. She plays goalie. I'm like, that's pretty remarkable. That was fun. And the rain last night, holy smokes, was it coming down. And then juiced up, we had Ryan Day join the program at 7:30 today, who was fantastic. So check that out on the podcast. And Schlegs coming up next, Beam. What's got you juiced?
Oh, Schlegs had me juiced last night. It was pure madness in the house. So we did it an hour earlier. I was expecting 7 o'clock last night. You texted us about, what, like 5:50, 5:55-ish? Like, hey, I got to go. It's going to be 6 o'clock or nothing. I'm like, all right, I got to go. I'm making dinner last night. William's losing his mind. I have to go into his room to do it. Usually I'm like on my laptop. I'm like, I'm just going to do it on my phone this week. And we'll see what happens. And I was sitting there in just disbelief of what he was talking about. Like he has reached so many levels of talking about nonsense that it even impressed me for as much nonsense as he usually brings to the table. It was pretty remarkable. So that had me juiced. And then I was super pumped that I was able to mow the grass last night. Since Willie went to bed like an hour earlier than he usually does, I was able to get that done. So I was feeling good about that. Not juiced about the wind apparently ripped our back gate open and like knocked off the rod that keeps it on. So I don't know when I'm going to get that fixed, but put that in the hopper. And then went to the zoo yesterday and the polar bear was putting on quite the display. Nice. He was doing some laps in the pool and I was swimming. He's popping his face up. And then we went to the brown bear exhibit, like right next to the polar bears. Yeah. And Meredith's like, where are they? And they have this sleeping on their side in that little den. Yeah. And Meredith goes, my God, is that terrifying. And then some lady who was there is like, oh my God, they look so cute. I'm like, what are you talking about? Look cute. But like, she also said that with the polar bears. I'm like, you ever watch the David Attenborough documentary where they're literally covered in red? That's blood of the animals that they hunt. That's how I envision Schlegs coming back from his East Texas boar hunt. So that's got me fired up, and you're going to hear from him next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now, multiple areas with lane restrictions due to flooding. The first one in the tunnel from 161 westbound to I-270 southbound on the northeast side. Also tracking flooding on I-70 this morning, both east and westbound near West Broad Street as you approach downtown. And on I-71 northbound just beyond Dublin Granville Road, expect flooding over there. We're also still seeing crews working on I-270 southbound near Gahanna because of an incident that has the two right lanes blocked in those southbound lanes. And on I-71 near Hudson Street, expect delays because of a crash. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Segal.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In high school, Bobby was a district swimming finalist. Also, Beamer still wears floaties. This is Morning Juice.
Hour number three of the program for us on a Tuesday. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Coming up momentarily, we'll get to re-listen to a very fired up Anthony Schlegel. Uncle Bo, he's going to round out the program with us coming up here around 8:35.
Keeping you informed about what's trending this morning, it's time for a little re-rack on Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Billiards Plus, your destination for top-of-the-line grills with up to 30-year warranties. Billiards Plus on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin.
Jackets winners back-to-back last night, 4-1, take down the Avs. Home against the Islanders on Thursday. Crew against Tigres tonight at 7 o'clock. First leg of the quarterfinals in the Champions Cup in CONCACAF. Not sure if that game's going to be played because of weather, but we'll obviously see what happens on that front. Had Ryan Day on in the 7 o'clock hour, as well as Jean-Luc Rampierre. You can take a listen to our podcast here in about an hour's time when that's posted. That will also include Schlegs and I'm sure very, very tired Uncle Bo, who is going to join the program coming up here in about 30 minutes time. Let's get back to this. We can go smoke a cigarette after.
The best way to start a morning is with a heavy dose of iron. Gas station ready, always. It is Schleg Day.
Sponsored by Sugar Shannara Accident Attorneys. We go to war for you at warforyou.com. That's warforyou.com.
Heading out to the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Check with our good friend. He is Anthony Schlegel. Schlegs, happy Tuesday, buddy. What's happening?
Good morning, Columbus. What's crapping in with you guys?
Buckeye Schlegs, I mean, the throngs of spring ball running around. We got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, let me ask you, so like, you work in operations, and I saw this story that came out about the women's NCAA tournament out in Portland where somehow they didn't measure the lines right for the three-point line, and one was 9 inches shorter than the other. Now, they switched sides at halftime. Well, like, you switch sides at halftime, but how does that happen, Schlegs, for someone who that works in operations and is all about efficiencies?
Why isn't there a standard? Like, I mean, you have to measure that thing from the perimeter or however they do it. Like, I mean, there should be a standard operating procedure and somebody to follow that. I mean, you saw in the movie Hoosiers, they went up and measured the daggum rim. Guess what? It's the same thing as in their home gym. You know what I'm saying? So, like, somebody's got to be doing that. I don't know where they dropped the ball on that, but it's kind of like kicking into the wind. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, we're going to take this in the second half. So they probably didn't know that at the time, but that's terrible. That's a low GSF right there.
Okay. Hey, I got a question for you. Where'd you get that shirt that you're wearing? Nobody else can see you right now, but I'm looking at a sweet Waffle House ready shirt that you're wearing.
Yeah, of course. Jailhouse Strong for all your meathead apparel needs. No, that's my buddy, Josh Bryan. Those are his slogans. I can't take credit for it. I have a lot of sweet ones myself. But
wait, hold on. You know, are you telling me that you commandeered Waffle House Ready? The good folks of Central Ohio. This might
no,
be
they
the
all
most-
know that. I've been no, Bob. I've said that from the jump, and every time I've posted Gas Station Ready, Waffle House Ready, I always copy Josh on that and like all of those things because I'm never going to take that kind of content because it's beautiful. You know, Gas Station Ready. And again, it's the embodiment of it. And that's all genders. That's wherever the situation may be, physically cultured, whatever you want to call it. That's Josh. And I love it. I mean, I've known Josh since, you know, the early 2000s out of Metroflex Gym, just getting super bumpy when he was like raw bench at 600. And I was just a total meathead. And then I go back and look at these photos and we were killing pigs and cooking stuff out there. And I was hanging pigs on the pull-up bar outside Metroflex Gym when I was training kids. It was amazing. Like back in the day, you know, you want to get kids to come train at your facility. Here's what we did on Fridays. The dude of the week happened. This was 2009. Dude of the week for me when I was at Metroflex got to cut the heads off of wild boars as I taught all the kids how to skin them. And I was like, hey man, Friday was a free day and we did arms and everybody had their shirts off. And we got super bumpy. And the dude of the week, now, guess what? I made it safe. I made it safe because they wore safety glasses. And I showed them.
Keep the blood out of their eyes.
No. Just bone fragments. And, you know, it was safe. I made it a safe working environment. And then they took the head home and I put it right on the grill. And then we went and did arms and I would go back and forth and I'd flip the meat. And then afterward, we'd eat some wild pig backstrap, and it was quite delicious.
So what would you use? You're wearing goggles to prevent bone fragments. The last
thing was just more of a safety issue. You know what I mean?
So what were you using?
Out the way. A hatchet.
A series of hatchets. That's always curious. Like,
yeah,
I didn't know if you're using a chainsaw. Like, what?
No, what are we talking about? It's Friday the 13th, man. Just a hatchet. And I showed him, you know, we hung it up there. I took some of the Metroflex, makes you like, you can't get staph infection because I just lived in it my entire life. But we would take the chains off the cable crossover machine.
What does that mean?
And I would hook them up to the, you know, hanging ab things, and we'd hang them up top, and I would teach them how to do it. And they loved it, man. It was amazing. Making memories.
Hey, that's a memory. It's very graphic. Radio is the theater of the mind, Schlegs. You just
painted all those kids are now like in their 30s, and they still will hit me up like, you remember when Schlegs? And back then, those kids loved Nickelback. So they loved Nickelback. So I'd go in there, and we trained. So I would go hunt pigs all night long. And then I would just roll up straight. I literally roll to Waffle House about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, go to the gym, start preparing it and everything so we could all be ready. Boom. Sure enough, Friday morning, 6:30, boom, these kids are just rolling in. First group, second group was hour and a half later. And then we just got super bumpy. Then I'd just go home and pass out. But heavy Nickelback, Kid Rock, shirts off, guns. Right there at Metroflex, making memories.
So do you feel bad? Like, that's what you did for high school kids. Like, I don't feel like your kids are getting that same experience. Like, I might send my kids to go do that with you so they can get that element of, like, toughness and that ruggedness. You're not going to find that in a suburban environment, Schlegs. I mean, that's a little bit out in the bush.
Well, I live in a farm, and they both took a deer last year, and they both had a –
But then they cut the head off with safety glasses.
They had to process it. No, they had to do all the stuff. No, it was a little different back then. Times have changed a little bit. I mean, it's reckless, and I'm not necessarily promoting that. But here's what I'm saying. You got to give everybody.
If you permit it, you promote it.
Life lessons. I teach them in a variety. You know what the craziest thing is? Here's the craziest thing.
I don't know. You were sawing off a pig's head with a hatchet with high school kids. Tell me what's crazier.
Oh, no. What was crazier is the fact that when I was 15, 16 years old, I'd drive to Metroflex in my parents' minivan because they didn't want to take me. And then I would just go randomly with Brian, who was the owner of the gym. I mean, he was like 36, 37 years old at the time. And we would just drive 2.5 hours to East Texas. I'd show up the next morning, cut head to toe with briars and stuff. With a dead pig in the back of the back. My mom's like, what are we going to do with this? I don't know.
In the minivan?
Yeah, man. I just had like a cooler of like a hindquarter. I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. You got to make this, though. I can't let it go to waste. I backpacked it out for like 2 miles.
So, Beam, what recipes do you have that have a hindquarter of a pig? Say, make
and
this.
The bad thing,
yeah,
the bad
I'll just thing throw, is, it, like, throw it in a crock pot somewhere, let it stew for 19
that's
hours.
That's what I thought my mom would do. She had like, my mom, you know, God bless her soul, RIP mom. She had like 5 dishes, but she made them really good. And she had really good banana bread, and she had elite pumpkin bars. Elite, I'm talking next level. We still got the family recipe. My sister Erin, who's in town, she will make those, and she will literally make me an entire tray of pumpkin bars, and I will finish them. And if people touch them, bad deal for you, you know. But I didn't know what to do, and I remember one time when I was in high school, that was when I was in DeSoto, and then when I transferred to Highland Park, imagine those people. And I brought like a backstrap to my buddy's house. And it was just in a baggie, and there was like hair on it. And I'm like, oh yeah, I'll take all this stuff off. Don't worry about it. I'm like in their sink in a Highland Park house. That'd be like, you know, by you, Bob, in the UA, you know? And what are we supposed to do with this? Like, I don't know. Crock pot it.
I don't know, Schlegs. I mean, you used to run around in a lab coat as we'll call him the butt bandit on here that Stafford was telling me about, that somehow he knew about that. And you weren't even in high school at the same time of him. You were like some sort of ghost. We watched The Patriot with my kids on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
that's kind of what I was envisioning. Is Mel Gibson was hacking that British soldier to death? That's maybe you working that hog right there, because we know that you know how to work a hog, unlike anybody else.
Anybody?
Well, here's the best part though. In 2 weeks, we've got the Buckeye spring game. You've been a part of them as a player, part of them as a coach. You know. Huge deal for the Bucks. Hopefully get some good weather. You got saddle up that night. Give us a little taste, a little flavor of what we got going.
I mean, you know, first off, the spring game is the first opportunity, one, nationally televised, two, first opportunity to see the team and where they're at right now, three, culmination of that, saddle up, where, get, you know, North Tenn National, our favorite local band, Evan Blankenship, former Buckeye, and crew's going to be playing. Gary LaVox is going to be there, singer, lead singer of Rascal Flatt. It's going to be a great time, opportunity to raise money to kick cancer's butt and NIL. And, you know, it's one of those things where people get an opportunity to go in and mingle with the coaches and players and have a great time. And this is the culmination of spring football, which, you know, in and of itself is great, right? Because now I love spring football because you kind of know where you are going in. You've had the entire offseason to work on that. And now you come away with player meetings, knowing where you got to go into camp. And then now you have May, June, July to make sure that you get there. But then you can also, you know, with the way things are now, being able to open up, you can have a great event like Saddle Up that Ryan does to the general public to be in there and fellowship and listen to great country music and have a great time and raise some money. I mean, I love what we're doing right now at Ohio State. You know, it's fantastic.
Well, it sounds fantastic. And I haven't been left speechless many a times talking to anybody. I've been used to talking to you for forever. And that story of the debodying the pig, I think may.
Well, I'm not trying to turn anybody off. I'm not trying to turn anybody off. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm not trying. It was a lifestyle. I have my own dogs. I mean, I've killed over 700 pigs in my life. I mean, it was part of something that I did.
Not the number or the actual doing that to the animal.
Well, you had to do it. No.
Pull-up bar in front of high schoolers.
Oh no, man! Wait, but we used to do. I mean, I remember we used to do homeless outreaches. I'd kill 12 pigs in a night and go and then get a bunch of blue cats and go to downtown Fort Worth, feed 600 people. It was awesome. I mean, that was like every other weekend. And it was also kind of my conditioning because back then, like in the early 2000s, I didn't have a four-wheeler. So we just backpacked them out of there. Should have been working on more hip mobility back then, but, you know, whatever.
You would think that would give you bigger calves. Buddy, always appreciate the time. Have a great rest of the week. Checking again soon, all right?
Hey, go Bucks beat cancer. Saddle up.
There he goes. Anthony Schlegel with us here on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Again, that's the third time I've listened to that in person, doing it live and then listening to it a couple times this morning. And my mind is still as fried from it every time that I hear it.
Oh, yeah. It's scary. There's a lot of things coming out. You wonder how Schlegel has survived as long as he has with the lifestyle that he lives.
We had Ryan Day on last hour. What do you say? It stood out to us the most. We'll do that next. Morning Juice right here on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Right now we are tracking multiple trouble spots because of flooding. The first on the ramp from 161 westbound to I-270 southbound on the northeast side. The second on I-70. Both east and westbound lanes have flooding and the left lane's blocked right near West Broad Street on the west side. The last over on 71 northbound near Dublin Granville Road. There is flooding over there as well. We are also tracking heavy delays near the Dublin area on I-270 northbound. Expect delays just beyond Cemetery Road because of a crash. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Steger.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hardest part of your workday is over. You've managed to get out of your fart sack.
Attention campers, lunch has been canceled today due to lack of hustle. Deal with it.
This is Morning Juice.
Tuesday edition of the program. Brandon Bean, Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. It is 8:20 and it is a Tuesday, and that means it's time to do this.
Ooh, that's the rooster. And that means the featured appetizer on this rainy Tuesday is going to be $3 all day long. And that featured appetizer, it is Rooster's onion petals. Mm. Onion feathers, delicious onion petals that are going to be fried, crispy, and golden with a nice side of plucking sauce. You dip it in, a little spicy and horseradish there, Beam. It'll take you all the way home. Now we're going to give you a 20, How much of a gift card? $50 gift. $50 gift card. I've been here in a week. Second, I first know. Tuesday back. $50 yeah. gift card for playing. That's what he said, if you know the correct answer.
614-821-9710. That's the phone number. Get the answer into Shark. You'll be walking away with a $50 gift card to our good friends over at Roosters. We had Schlegs on. There's a lot of different areas we could go with this. We had Schlegs on at 635, and then again, just in our last segment. What piece of equipment did he provide those poor high schoolers when they were chopping up the pig, when they were chopping up the boar? 614-821-9710. That's the phone number. Get it into Shark, and you'll be walking away with a $50 gift card to our good friends over at Roosters. We had Ryan Day on in the 7 o'clock hours. Good stuff. You can listen to our podcast coming up here around 9:05 if you missed that a little bit earlier on. Good stuff from Ryan Day today. I mean, obviously, Bobby's got the spring game going on. He just hired a running backs coach in Carlos Lachlan. You got the saddle-up event that's going on. How about Ryan? I think the most impressive part was him having those URL codes just memorized right off the top of his head there.
Absolutely. Knowing where to go, how to buy, get the saddle-up stuff going. Spring game, already have 40,000 tickets pre-ordered, so you can get the $10 general admission, and then there's some reserve seating available, I believe, for $22 and $37. Yep. Parking's going to be free. And then afterward that night, they're going to have the Saddle Up event, which is going to be tremendous as well. So I know everybody is very excited about that.
Like a celebration of the end of spring ball, you know, for everybody yeah. involved.
It's a long day. It'll be a fun day, though. I know everybody's excited.
Are you bartending again?
I don't know if I'll be bartending. I'll be over there for sure, though. They've got the little horse race stuff that they're going to do. With some auctioning and, you know, James, Hartline, Schlegs will be involved. Mark Pantone, I think he said maybe another coach or two will be in there. So very, very excited. I know they're going to be fired up for that. And it'll be a fun time, an experience to get out to the Woody Hayes and get on the indoor and kind of be around it. And the coaches let their hair down, have fun, enjoy some country music, and you have a good time. It's a great way to kind of kick off the summer and end the spring.
Yeah, for sure. And if you've never been over to the Woody too, like, that's a great opportunity for you. I think tickets are starting at $100.
Yes.
We'll get you in the door. So that'll be really cool. And the spring game too, I've always said this, if you don't have the availability or the ability to get yourself into the door or your family, right? If you got a family of four and you're trying to get into a Buckeye game, that can be rather expensive. And the spring game, going into the horseshoe and letting the kids see it, like, I think the spring game is, it's the best family-friendly environment. Not to say that all Buckeye home games aren't, but if you're looking to do it at a cheaper cost than it would to get you in for the regular season games, like, that's the time to do
Shark
it.
Shark doesn't get as drunk for the spring game, so you don't have to worry about him being inappropriate out there around kids.
Well, the problem with Shark is he hangs out with those sales nerds, you know, at the tailgate. So he gets a little fast.
I forgot about that.
Oh, that's an all-time line from him. Shark, why aren't you going to come over to the tailgate? I don't want to hang out with those sales nerds.
So great. So great.
He was also talking about, Ryan Day was, when we had him on a little bit earlier, about the hiring of Carlos Lachlan, who has a fascinating story. And I saw this on Twitter last night. I had Sharky cut it up, and he did a very good job on this. This is Carlos Lachlan talking to then his room at Oregon, kind of about his journey to then to the University of Oregon, now, of course, being named running backs coach at Ohio State.
I still consider myself a high school football coach, because 5 years ago, that's actually what I was. I was a volunteer high school coach who decided to take this journey into college football. That's why I use that term, the walk-on coach. I literally walked into this profession. This is my journey. I said, play running back in the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. Had a short stint with the Giants long enough to have a cup of donuts and coffee. Played arena football. Now, after that, I went into law enforcement. Worked for different agencies for the government. Then I decided I wanted to coach high school football. Coached high school football for about 8 years. Then I decided and came up with the bright idea to just walk over to Memphis and grab a shirt. Nobody knew me and started coaching. So it took me from Memphis to Florida State, from Florida State to Western Kentucky. Here now at the University of Oregon.
It's pretty remarkable, right? Started as a weight room assistant. Well, first of all, let's take you all the way back. Was the offensive coordinator at Trevisant High School in Tennessee, and then he was the offensive and defensive coordinator at Westwood. Then he went to Manassas, where he's the offensive coordinator. Again, these are all high schools. Was a high school offensive coordinator at Cordova. So that's 6-7 years of being a coordinator for a high school team. Makes the jump as the weight room assistant volunteer for Memphis. Then he's the offensive analyst. Then he's the director of high school relations with Memphis. 2020, director of high school relations in Florida State, then goes to Western Kentucky as the running backs coach, then joins Oregon 23-24, and is now here with the Buckeyes.
There we go. You know, he's got a unique journey,
yeah.
unexpected journey, like pretty quick ascension with how he's,
yeah.
what he's done, which means, you know, he's done a, I would say a pretty darn good job. And, you know, he talks about how his room is disciplined, and you'd have to imagine that. I mean, the guy was in law enforcement for a number of years. Yeah. He's wearing a bulletproof vest to work. So then coming in, showing up and volunteering, weight room, whatever he could do. And so people recognize that. If you're willing to work and you have an aptitude for it, you're going to ascend quickly. As a reputation as a phenomenal recruiter. And losing Tony Alford, who, you know, is one of the better running backs coaches you're going to find in the country, I feel like this is about as close as you're going to get to a like-for-like transition here. Is, you know, Carlos Lachlan is very highly regarded and highly respected.
Todd from Delaware is the winner of our $50 Roosters gift card today. What piece of equipment did Schlegs provide those tortured young souls when he was deboning that pig?
To cut the head off?
Yeah.
A hatchet.
Well, that, and he provided
safety goggles.
Safety goggles is what he provided. But yes, he did the damage with the hatchet. So he goes, not a Friday 13th situation. It's like, yeah, it's more of Jack out of The Shining. That's kind of what we
maybe a little bit of the Patriot, Mel Gibson hacking up that British soldier.
Uncle Bo, he's going to join us. We'll talk some jet lag with him next. Morning Jupes right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Multiple trouble spots out there. Flooding is a concern on the ramp from 161 westbound to I-270 southbound. That is on the northeast side this morning. Also on I-70 east and westbound, there are lanes blocked because of flooding near West Broad Street. Flooding as well on I-71 northbound just beyond Dublin Granville Road. We're also still tracking heavy delays on I-270 southbound near Gahanna. The right two lanes blocked near Hamilton Road over there. Lastly, in the Dublin area on I-270 northbound just beyond Cemetery Road, expect delays because of a crash. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stugger.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of these guys thinks Clintonville was named after Bill Clinton. You're listening to Morning Juice.
Here's along here, Tuesday edition of the program. Brandon B. Bobby Carpenter, Mark the Shark. Time to check in with Uncle Bo.
Bo knows bourbon. Bo knows fashion. Bo knows horseback riding. But most importantly, Bo knows Browns.
Sponsored by Whiskey War, by High Bank Distillery. Drink local, drink High Bank.
How you doing, Unc? How's jet lag?
Formidable. I mean, that's a real deal. We red-eyed back Friday night into Saturday morning. Saturday, total waste. Total. Sunday, mostly waste. Yesterday, I would say I functioned at probably like a 77%, which was basically my GPA in high school. And then today, I'm hoping for the best. The kids are a mess. I mean, Bootsy hasn't slept in 3 days. He doesn't know what's up and down. It's a mess. It's worth it, but a mess.
So, you know, I was listening a little bit about the travel yesterday. Everything went smooth.
And yeah, planes were good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So you said you red-eyed back. So did you red-eye from Honolulu to destination one?
This is my mistake. This is the mistake, Bob. This is an astute observation by you. And if I do this again...
Because I've done a red-eye from L.A. to Philly and then morning to Philly in. I've also done a red-eye from Honolulu to L.A. and then L.A. to Chicago in the morning.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do next time is I'm going to go from... we flew out of Maui. I'm going to go Maui to Chicago. I'm going big boy.
Yeah.
And then our home, it's got to be like 7+. But I'm going to be, then you're on the right size plane that's equipped to handle that type of flight. And so we did Maui to San Francisco home. So we had two 4.5-hour flights. So you couldn't really settle in for either. They were both uncomfortably long and neither of the planes were equipped for that type of flying. And so that was dreadful. On the way out, I did Phoenix. So what's that? Like 3.5, 3, yeah, whatever, to Phoenix, and then 6.5 in. Yeah. And that was fine. That was a big plane. I don't do first, but I do like the group right below that, with the family. And so we were in there. And so we have a little extra space. And on that one, kind of the, I guess they, I don't know what they call it, Economy Plus or whatever.
Yeah.
That part of it was basically like first class.
Yeah,
like
that's the way to fly.
That's a good way to do it.
Economy Plus is the way to
do it. That was good. So that's what we do. And I always look, it's always worth it to pay the little extra, I think, to do that. So I do it. But that one was worth it. Like you had feet, things to move your feet, keep those moving, TVs at every screen, all of that. So that 6.5 hour flight wasn't as bad. The way back was pure hell. It was bad. It was tough.
The way back is awful. I mean, I did that.
Awful.
I did the red eye after Honolulu, after the Super Bowl last year. And I told some of the great military members that are serving our country, I was like, I'll drink anything you want at the Super Bowl watch party as long as it doesn't have caffeine, because I got on that plane about 10. And then the lady had to wake me up as everybody had really departed the plane.
That's right.
We landed in LAX, only to then find here
the
you
best
go.
Place to land
well,
in that world.
To find that we had been delayed and then there were some issues with our plane. And so then I went from like my heart rate of like 40 to about 140, trying to figure out exactly how I was going to get back from Los Angeles. So there was a lot there.
Ways.
It is, but it's beautiful out there. I mean, I'm glad you enjoyed it. I mean, everything appeared to be on the up and up, and you know, you did it the right way. I mean, I assume you probably won't be going back there with the kids anytime soon.
They were. It's crazy. Amy took a vote on the day we left.
It's not a democracy.
Well, that's what I mean. Come on, what are we doing? I mean, they all have votes. Mine's just worth the most. And and they said, they're like, oh yeah, let's come back next year. I'm like, we are not coming back next year. I'm not
doing
this.
You guys go back with mom
next year. Like,
I'll here.
You got to give me a couple. We're gonna stay in the Eastern Time Zone next year for spring break.
Bahamas is lovely this time.
Yes, it's lovely. I mean, and it was our 15 year anniversary too, so we knocked kind of both things out at the same time. So that was a little part of it, but look, it was ridiculous. There were so many cool things, and it is paradise. It does not feel like you're in the United States at all. There's all sorts of crazy, awesome stuff, inspiring stuff. Pearl Harbor's the most sobering place you could be, and so all those things check. The one thing I did that was entertaining for me is, and I ran this by the blonde, and I'm like, let's just let Bootsy one day order whatever he wants all day.
Oh my!
Let's just run an experiment.
A movie.
Like, let's just see
what experiment.
Let's run an experiment. So let's just say all green lights all day, like no red lights on the food. Like his favorite food, I think I've told you guys before, is snacks. Like for his birthday, you say, what do you want for your birthday? He goes, snacks. So he defines snacks as like basically a Super Bowl spread.
Yeah.
So he wants pizza rolls and he wants dips and chips and all that's his operation. So
stuff
like
if you buy at a gas station
stuff, that's perfect. Right to say it. So I go. So I go, let's just see what happens. So we were in a cabana it was the Thursday of the regional, the last weekend, last Thursday. And so we had the cabana at the pool and I just let him order whatever he wanted just as a social experiment. And he had three Oreo milkshakes.
Perfect.
He had a pina colada, two pina coladas. He sucked down two of those, minus the rum, of course. His lunch consisted of banana bread and fruit. So that was,
we're taking a light lunch today.
I thought that was nice and it was fresh. It was banana bread, was delicious. And so that was his lunch. And then his dinner was fries. And I just was curious. I just wanted to see like what a full day would look like if there was no pushback. And that's what it netted, about what I thought.
That's pretty impressive. And so how old is he?
He's eight.
He's eight. So Cullen's 10 and we went on a cruise. And they've got the soft serve machine down on
God.
Yeah, exactly. And he said his goal, I somewhere in the midst of my drinks, I forget exactly what the total number was. But every time I saw him, he had two soft serves in his hand.
That's right.
And I think his goal was to get to 20, and I think, or maybe it was the 12, and he got the 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And then
this is daily, by the way.
Yeah. We're sitting at dinner, and he's like, you know, my stomach hurts. I have to go to the bathroom. I'm like, because we ingested 4 gallons of soft serve, buddy. That's how it works.
It's crazy.
You know, I'm like, they made a video about that back in the day with a couple of ladies. Like, there's a lot of things going on there.
There is. Yeah, there is. And now in retrospect, now that having told that story and listening to yours with Cullen, I'm thinking to myself, that's probably why Bootsy hasn't slept since Thursday. It's probably, he was up for 20 hours straight. I looked over at him on the red eye from San Francisco in, and I was really hoping he would sleep because we got in at like 6:20. And I go, kept looking over at him, and he was sitting next to the blonde, and his eyes were just glued to the screen on the TV in front of him. Like he wouldn't close his eyes. And she kept trying to turn it off, and he would like push her hand away. Like he just wanted
1,000
yards. He stayed up for 20 hours. He stayed up for 20 hours at age 8.
So bad.
It's unbelievable.
Oh man, that's remarkable. Hey, I had a you moment yesterday. We were at the zoo.
Uh-huh.
And zoo. Yeah, it was great too. And it was a Monday and it was kind of rainy and cloudy and it wasn't the warmest day. And you know, kids are on spring break or either that or back to school. And so we had a great time. We got the pass. We were at the polar bear exhibit, which was great. The polar bear was doing laps in the pool and was popping his head up right near William, but he wasn't that interested in it. He was more interested in the other kids running around, of course. Yep. And this lady is like, "Hey, oh my, don't these polar bears look so cuddly to you?" And I, in the back of my mind, I had your dad saying, "Ma'am, this is not a zoo," but it was a zoo. But I was also thinking about Planet Earth and David Attenborough and those polar bears being covered in blood the entire time. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
They're fierce creatures. Yeah, that was in Yellowstone. That was the first time my wife had ever gone to Yellowstone and to that part of Montana, although Yellowstone's mostly in Wyoming. And there was a line of cars that had stopped, and everyone was getting out of their cars and to go look at, you know, if you've been to Yellowstone, you know that people do that. They get out of their cars to go look at animals.
Didn't they watch Jurassic Park? I mean, we built the movie around that.
That's true. Yeah. So they did.
The Revenant?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many. Like, but we're just idiots. We're idiots. And so they get out and they're all walking. And I get out because, of course, I'm like, well, what is this? What's the big deal here? Right. And I'm a little bit more prepared for what it possibly could be. And I put one foot on the ground. And I look and I see a grizzly bear and I go, whoa. And I hopped back in the car and this woman was parked right in front of us and she just started walking towards the bear with her camera out. And my dad said exactly what Beam said, except he did add an expletive before the word zoo. And then it was, I'll never forget, she got back into her car and her license plate was from Ohio.
Oh, no.
And I might have been the same person, actually.
That's not elite. Not elite choices there.
Was that the same trip where you were somehow doing like some sort of camp out and your brother had the shotguns in the back? I remember.
Oh no, God, that was like, no, that was last summer when he was, he had an arsenal.
Even better.
How did I, what happened since I moved? You became a Freeman. I mean, he had like he had the machete from Crocodile Dundee. Yes. He pulled a shotgun out like the one from The Walking Dead. Like he had a sawed off shotgun. He was packing a .45. He had gun racks and I go, what is this? Well, it's some sort of a missile launcher. I'm going, who are you fighting out here? There's nobody here.
The good news is
my ranch.
If you get a little bit of time today, Bo, you can listen on the podcast or on social media, you know, Schlegs, the surviving Schlegs segment, basically. He was describing how we started off by lifting, ended up with him lifting hogs in a double cable cross, hanging them, and where the high school kid, the dude of the week, was able to hack, then would help quarter the hog, wild hog, and cut its head off with a hatchet. So wearing safety goggles, of course, because safety first. So you can listen. It's kind of a little bit of what you're talking about here. It's pretty remarkable.
That's all I ever wanted from Schlegs or those type of stories. That was all that I ever wanted. I did. That was funny. Like it's funny. They do have the wild pigs there. That was because my kids were like, we did like the Jurassic Park tour thing where they filmed Jurassic Park, and he asked like the tour guys, like, you know, what is the apex predator here? Because they're big into alpha right now. Like they all act like they're like, I'm alpha dad. I'm alpha. You're a beta. I'm him. Sigma. all this nonsense. And I'm going, you guys are all just beta blanks and all. I just run right back at them. But they were like, who's the apex predator? NBC wanted to know, who's the apex predator here? And the guy goes, well, we are humans, of course. And then he goes, yeah, but is there anything? He says, no, not really. And they basically have wild pigs and that's it. They don't really have anything else.
So everything runs amok. No bugs.
No, it's crazy. Wasn't that wild?
I got smoked down in South Carolina. Absolutely smoked by the bugs.
That's thick, though, Beam.
Thick air. And by the way, too, if there was a gas station in Palmetto Bluff that sold worms, I'd have crushed fish. Everyone's using these like high-dollar lures. Those fish had no interest in that. No interest. Give me some night crawlers. I'd be good
to go. All you need's a worm. That's it, man. Uncle, that's all you need, boys.
Always appreciate the time. Godspeed the rest of the week with the boys, all right?
All right, boys. Take care.
There he goes. Uncle Bothus. Every single week, every single Tuesday at this time, we're going to reveal our fan poll next. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. We are still watching multiple areas of high water and flooding concerns. This is on 161 westbound to I-270 southbound, that ramp on the northeast side of town. Also on I-70, both east and westbound near West Broad Street, watch for lane restrictions because of high water. And on I-71 northbound just beyond Dublin Granville Road, there is also flooding over there. We are still seeing delays as well on I-270 northbound just beyond Cemetery Road because of a crash. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy Stark.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you make a wise crack about Dayton pizza, Beamer will murder you dead.
Ah, humor. I have it too.
This is Morning Juice.
Ooh, attention business owners. It is tax time. And the next Monday, it's 2 Mondays from now, is rapidly approaching. And if you're just hearing for your CPA for the first time since last April, that's not good. I want to introduce you to Brad Hennebert at Premier Tax CPAs, a Westerville-based company. When you only see your accountant at tax time, you're doing it all wrong. All you're doing is rehashing last year. Brad and his team at Premier Tax CPAs meet with their clients monthly because important financial information is only useful if it's timely. They can keep you up to date as they're moving along throughout the year. So give Premier Tax CPAs a call at 614-524-4888 and see what it's like having an outside CFO work for you. That's 614-524-4888.
By the way, we got a monster podcast today on the program. Gosh. You can listen to that here in about 15 minutes time when that's posted. Started off the program with Schlegs, talked to Jean-Luc Grandpierre in the 7 o'clock hour, talked a little Jackets, had Ryan Day on. Uncle Bo, recap and travel adventures, all kinds of good stuff on there for you today.
Oh, Day, Schlegs, I mean, it's very robust. We had a lot of information, a lot of very, very energetic show today.
Yeah, a lot of energy, a lot of juice.
Oh, this is good. These eyes, oh my gosh, Shark.
Cry every night for you.
Is this the Guess Who?
Yeah.
Kurt Winter. Guitarist for the Guess Who, born on this date, 1946. All I can think about is super bad. I love this song.
Do you like it better in its original version or Michael Cera when he's singing it?
Michael Cera does a great job.
You're the guy. You're the guy. You're the guy's brother, the singer. Sing us a song.
Yeah.
But that's when that movie, it's a great movie. That's when that movie hits the fan, is when they go to the party and then they pour they pour the beer into like the tide. They're drinking blue beer at the party. Look at some of that Goldschlager. It's got Goldflex. He's trying to buy the beer as an underage kid. And in his mind, the security guard slices his throat open with an open bottle. It's just that's such a crazy movie.
It's a great one.
coming of age.
It really is. I watched that. Because that was probably more your high school realm, I'm guessing.
I'm trying to think.
That was a little bit of like old school to me. It came out in maybe 07, 08.
Yeah. So I would have been a freshman in high school.
Yeah, I was just
saying. So right in my formative
years. I saw
it
in Dallas with Romo, and I didn't know anything about it going in. It was an unexpected journey that was really good. Really enjoyed it.
And McLovin, the 31-year-old organ donor from Maui. Just there he is, McMuffin.
Just one name. Who are you, Cher? Oprah? I mean,
it's either between that or Muhammad.
Exactly.
Muhammad's the most popular name in the world. such a good movie.
It's good.
Fogel. Hi. Just Fogel. Dudes naming movie quotes right now. I love it. Yeah, what a great program today. What are you getting into today? I'm going to hunker down, I think.
Hunker down for the pending tornadoes that might be on their way?
Yeah, it might get rather bumpy later today.
Yeah, I'm going to go get a lift in, and then we got our sweep staff meeting after this.
I'm pumped about that.
I know you are. You can hardly contain yourself. That's why this show's had so much energy.
That's true.
And then I'm going to get a workout, probably at home. My wife canceled our date because she planned other stuff. So,
oh no,
yeah, exactly. So
your lunch date?
I might go to Taco Tuesday by myself.
Me and Willie will come with you. We'll go get the Bob Cop.
I've got to. I think our server would be sad. We have like the same two or three servers. If I just came in by myself, I feel like she'd look at me like
sad
like
Bob Cop today.
Someone who's like 85 and Bob Evans eating by themselves.
I always do, you know? Feel bad.
You know, it's like, oh, that's brutal. That would be me, though.
Hey, when Meredith and William's out, sometimes I just go to the bar and drink by myself. It's great. Well, it's such a liberating experience.
I drank for the spring break was a long week. So
Meredith's mom asked me on Sunday, she goes, do you want a mimosa? I'm like, I need to probably start the cleanse right now.
I had some on Sunday. That was also part of the problem. Sunday's usually a sobering day for me, and it was not.
Oh, this is great, too.
American Woman?
Guess who?
The guess who?
Yeah.
Were you asking me a question or telling me who
the
band
was? No, I was telling you. Guess who? This is the original, 1970.
Our daily fan poll is sponsored by ER Auto Care, masters of our craft. Today's fan poll at 971thefan.com or on Twitter at 971thefan. How far will the crew advance in the CONCACAF Champions Cup? Quarterfinal round coming up tonight. Leg number one against T. Grace over at lower.com field. I don't know if that game's going to be played or not, given the weather situation, but how far will they advance in the Champions Cup? Losing the quarterfinals, which is what they're in right now, make the semis, make the final, or at the very end of this whole thing, in the first weekend of June, hoist the cup.
I think they're going to hoist the cup and get promoted to the EPL.
Well, if they win this, then they could That's a great line. They could technically make the Club World Cup.
Yeah, why not?
And just then keep going. If you make the Club World Cup, you could play like a Real Madrid or Manchester City.
To quote a man who was had his throat slit, chaos is a ladder beam.
Climb that ladder.
Climb that ladder, crew.
Buddy.
Hardest working team in America.
Put on your hard hats and bring your lunch pails. Had so much fun today. What do you say we do it again tomorrow? If they allow us.
It'll be a disappointing show after today.
Yeah, there's no point.
Lower expectations.
Uncle Bo and the boys are up next. We're back live tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to break everything down. Have a good one. Talk to you then. Morning Juice right here on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there and good morning. Multiple areas with lane restrictions because of flooding on the northeast side of town on the ramp from State Route 161 westbound to I-270 southbound. There are lane restrictions and flooding concerns on I-70 west and eastbound this morning near West Broad Street. Expect lanes to be blocked because of flooding. Same situation on I-71 northbound just beyond Dublin Granville Road. There are flooding concerns. We are still watching some lingering, slow-moving traffic as well on I-270 northbound just beyond Cemetery Road as you approach the Dublin area. In the 10 TV Traffic Center, I'm Amy.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. Center.
Good morning, I'm Eric Reeser. The final two tickets to the women's Final Four were punched last night. Caitlin Clark's 41 points powered Iowa past defending champion LSU 94-87 in the Albany 2 regional final. Clark added 12 assists and 7 rebounds. The Hawkeyes will meet UConn this Friday night in Cleveland. The Huskies advanced past USC last night 80-73. The other national semifinal game this Friday will feature unbeaten South Carolina and North Carolina State. On the ice last night at Nationwide Arena, the Blue Jackets beat the Avalanche 4-1. Daniil Tarasov had 46 saves in the victory. Alex Nylander scored twice in what was a 3-goal second period for the Jackets. CBJ are back on home ice Thursday night against the New York Islanders. This update sponsored by AAA. Even the most skilled drivers experience mishaps on the road. That's why you should join AAA and get the peace of mind that comes with roadside assistance that's just a tap away.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.